So that interview is up there as well, I imagine. They're, all the interviews are up there. And Colonel Richard Kemp, we spoke to Colonel Richard Kemp, who upset a few people by saying, as far as he was concerned, we are already in the Third World War. So watch how you go. Be very careful about whatever is going on, because according to Colonel Kemp, we are already in the middle of the Third World War. Well, that's it from me. I've enjoyed it. I will be Julia Hartley Brewer on Monday, if the frock still fits. And now, John Holmes, who I never understand when I listen to John Holmes, what on earth he's going on about. But then,
You're not the only one.
And then some of it reminds me of a show I do on Saturday as well, so maybe I'm just as guilty as you. But
yeah, you've got a robot on your show on a Saturday.
Yeah, I do. But then I think that I'm far too old to listen to you, so I think...
Not
you have
at
to,
all. All sure? welcome. Or, yeah. I'm not even going to check your teeth for your age.
Well, we did that yesterday, and you know that doesn't work.
No, I know. We had a look at that as well.
You can't even check your own horse now to find out whether or not that is on.
The problem, of course, as we learned yesterday, was the fact that migrants are now having these backstreet operations to have horses' teeth replacing their own teeth in order to fool the authorities. And it's a shock, really.
That is the sickest thing I've heard for some considerable time. As these
and who's paying for it? The NHS.
The NHS isn't paying for it. You're just making that up. Yes, there's a lot of news on your show that you obviously make up.
I don't know what
well.
You're talking about.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so. What is this?
That is a mixing desk.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. How long have you worked in radio?
So I don't bother with that. I mean, I always had it built in.
Yeah.
Well, I've got one here, but nothing works on
well,
this
that's
one,
why right? I bring my own in, because nothing works, so I have to plug mine in to make the mixing work.
If you ask, they would turn this on for you.
No, I asked like 8-9 months ago when we started.
Really?
Yeah, and they said, it'd be working a week, and they've said that every day. So I gave up and made my own.
Is it legal? Yeah,
no.
I mean, because quite often they... When I first started in radio, they wouldn't let me have my own headphones. They said it would blow the desk up if I plugged my own headphones in.
They say this stuff.
Because you're wearing them.
Yeah.
The same one? No, I have my... Yours
are very nice.
Have you got your own?
No, I didn't bring mine. I tried my own headphones, but they wouldn't work in their thing. I don't...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've got this. Look, let me show you this. You see that? Look,
yes.
You could pull... Oh, you, well,
it's,
hang on.
It's going
you
very
unscrew
well.
It. Oh,
right,
case.
Okay.
You got a little one.
Yeah.
That'll go in my phone.
And then you got a big
phone,
one.
And then you got a big one.
Yeah.
And then you can plug it in the desk. It's all amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really amazing.
So you bring your own headphones. I bring my own studio.
Yeah. Well, okay. There we go. Right. Well, that's it from me then. I'm going. And I'll leave you in the capable hands of you.
Thank you.
And
very kind.
No robot. No. I have got 20. Do you want 20 seconds extra?
I don't know. Do you want to fill it?
No, you do it.
All right, fine.
That's it, really, isn't it?
It's difficult, isn't it? Sit and kill time.
Yeah, because your script is over here.
Yeah.
That's the difficult thing.
Yeah, that's it. But without that, I'm nothing.
I have no script, which is probably where I'm going wrong all these years. I should have had somebody sit behind me and write me the gags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I've been going wrong. Yeah.
So,
is that 20 seconds now?
No. Oh. Are you going to do the news?
I don't. Do you want to do it?
I don't care.
Let's both do it.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. So let's take a
break.
3, 2, 1.
Break.
Break.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
Do you take credit cards, she says?
Yeah.
Like I've got a card machine in my toolbox?
No one pays cash these days. I use a PayPal Here card reader. Fits in my pocket. I take cards, even contactless. With no monthly fees, job done.
Get paid by card or contactless wherever you do business with the PayPal Here card reader. Just $47.99 until October 31st. Order yours now at paypal.co.uk/here.
Right, you're around then.
Sorry, pal, not carrying cash.
Subject to application approval, terms and transaction fees apply.
Buy Peugeot approved used, buy peace of mind, with a comprehensive vehicle inspection and minimum 12 months warranty. During the Peugeot approved used event from the 6th to the 24th of October, you also get a deposit contribution of up to £750 with 8.9% APR representative. Peugeot approved used. Reassurance built in. At participating dealers, terms, conditions, restrictions and excess mileage charges apply. Peugeot Motor Company PLC is a credit broker, not a lender, and will only introduce you to Peugeot Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is at exactly 1 o'clock. See how James and I perfectly timed that break, Victoria.
Well done.
It's Talk Radio. I know. Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Thursday one. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump won't commit to accept election result. Britain's most wanted in Spain. And find out what Kumbuka the gorilla got up to when he escaped.
Talk Radio.
Hillary Clinton says it's horrifying that Donald Trump's refused to say whether he'll accept the result of the US presidential election. Following the final TV debate ahead of the next month's vote, several polls claim the Democrat nominee came out on top. But Vice President of Republicans Overseas, Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, says we shouldn't believe all the polls.
These polls could be absolutely wrong. I think there are hidden Trump women supporters, hidden Trump college-educated supporters, but you're open to ridicule often if you're not in a red state, if you say you're supporting Trump. There are going to be some surprises.
A major appeal has been launched in Spain's Costa del Sol, where it's suspected some of Britain's most wanted could be hiding out. Pictures of 10 fugitives have been released, including former Stephen Lawrence suspect Jamie Acourt, who's being sought for alleged drugs offences. Thousands of gay and bisexual men convicted of abolished sexual offences are to be pardoned. It's after a victory for a campaign led by the Liberal Democrats. MPs are debating whether Sir Philip Green should lose his knighthood following the collapse of BHS. They're discussing a report by the Commons Work and Pensions Committee, which was highly critical of his handling of the issue. Cheryl Fernandez-Vicini has been granted a divorce from her husband, Jean Bernard, after complaining his unreasonable behaviour caused her stress and weight loss. The singer and former X Factor judge got married to the French restaurateur 2 years ago. And Kumbuka, the gorilla who escaped from his enclosure at London Zoo, went on a blackcurrant squash binge. The zoo's director says the 29-stone silverback's bid for freedom was opportunistic as he went through two unlocked doors to hide in the keeper's area. Sasha Norris is a zoologist.
It's also interesting that, of course, instead of sort of rampaging around and harming anyone, what did he do? He went and drank some squash, which is what you typically expect an animal that has escaped from his enclosure to be very food-driven and interested in exploring what options are out there.
Violent thug.
What's a violent thug?
You forgot to mention your description of Cheryl Cole.
Why would
I say that? What did you say she was?
I said she was a singer and former X Factor judge.
And violent thug.
Is this relating to a...
The time she punched the nightclub attendant full in the face, giving her a black eye, and was convicted by a judge and called a violent thug at the trial?
Yes.
You didn't mention that.
Oh, no, I
didn't. You're part of the media machine that perpetuates the myth that Cheryl Cole is nice.
I never said she was nice.
No, but everyone should mention in the description... When you put that in the news, next news, can you say TV presenter, ex-X Factor judge and violent thug Cheryl Cole?
No.
Why? It's what she did.
Well, do you know what? I don't have that much space in my bulletins, as we know, because they've been shortened, so I need to be as concise as possible.
I'll do it for you next time.
Okay.
But she is a violent thug.
Well, yes.
She punched the nightclub attendant in the face in a row over some lollipops and was convicted for it and had to do community service. And then the judge in his summing up called her a violent thug, so she is one.
Okay. That's old news.
No, the world, lest we forget, frankly. Okay. The nation's sweetheart, the face of makeup that she was.
I never called her a nation's sweetheart.
No, but
she
the papers
do. She does the hairspray, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Face of something or other. Yeah, the punched, bruised face, probably, if she had anything to do with it. Just saying. Hi, Cheryl, if you're listening. Who? Victoria's got the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
No, you haven't.
I thought I'd done it. Most places dry and fine. Some showers will continue in the east of England and in the far northwest later. Highs of 14 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome, John.
What news have we today? Is it mineral news today?
Do you know what? We shouldn't be doing mineral news.
Why?
Because there's so many good animal stories.
Animals tomorrow.
And
animal news
I
tomorrow.
Discovered that there was a duck which is on planes to make people feel better. And he wears a little nappy and some shoes.
You're so happy with that, aren't you?
Yes, why can't we do animal news today?
What's so
for tomorrow? All the Kumbuka stuff.
All right, do animal news today.
Yes!
2:30, Victoria's animal news. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. England will be relatively happy at the end of day one of the first test against Bangladesh. There were 258 for seven at stumps in Chittagong.
Yeah.
Half centuries from Moen Ali and Johnny Bairstow.
It's worth pointing out that we're watching Lou Swimmin in the studio.
From 21 for three.
Ben, keep it down. We're watching Lou Swimmin.
Bangladeshi debutant Mehdi Hassan.
Ben, quiet. We're trying to watch Lou Swimmin.
Did she have a gastric back?
No, she didn't, but because she lost so much weight.
Why do you say she's fighting back against the gastric band?
People say that she had a gastric band, and that's why she lost loads of weight.
Lisa Riley. Lisa Riley. You've Been Framed and Coronation.
And her Emma Dare. Strictly Come Dancing, that's when she started losing the weight.
I think Lisa Riley and the gastric band are playing Glastonbury. Finally, tennis,
British number two. There's that crop circle by the pyramids.
Yeah. Is Ben finished yet? Has he finished?
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. That was great. So let's make some sort of programme out of this pig's arse of an afternoon, something. I don't know. Talk Radio.
Oh man, there's so much I want to tell you about this new Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 4 shows while watching a fifth, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TB box and Sky TV subscription compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am a family of 28 gorillas, including their babies, and I did not get out of the history of yawning. Hipster nonsense was first brought into this country by rats. That's from Mr. TVAM in the migrant's face. To check. Yeah, wouldn't it? The Downing Street cat has been coming in. Paid intern Cornelius. Which way round have you done it? Theresa May has summoned all of the dangerous animals.
That's it.
Asprod Cass's throat.
They should have shot it.
What?
Like Harambe.
You can't shoot the gorillas.
Please let me see the Mayor of Scaredy Cat Town.
There is a storm threatening my message with the word talk.
Not racist. That's all I'm saying.
You're being taken up the arias, aren't you?
I am.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey of
hello then, good afternoon. And yes, I was taking up the arias yesterday. The arias being the Audio Industry Radio Awards, where I had to go last night in Leeds. That's just, I'm just saying, I'm just telling you that. In case today's a little bit croaky, a little bit. I think I've caught Cass's voice disease, that's what it is.
What?
It's not that
her northern accent?
Yeah. No. I genuinely was at the bar, though, right, and our boss here, Denny, who was also in Leeds, and very drunk out of his mind, honestly.
Yeah, that's unlike him.
He really was. And he genuinely said, John, will you share a bubble bath with me?
And what I was did like, you say?
Well, I weighed up the options, and he's the boss. And then I realised it was a cocktail that he'd invented. Yeah, well, I don't know where he got it. It was really weird. It was like a drink with hair. It was really strange. Yeah, and it went up your nose. It was weird. It's like a drink with Donald Trump's hair. You're right, Cornelia.
It doesn't sound good.
Denny didn't seem to mind. Hello then, good afternoon to you and welcome. It's Thursday, and unless I'm very much mistaken, it's your 1 till 4 in the afternoon talk radio thing. Now, if you haven't heard the show before, and you've just happened upon it, and you can't quite decide whether to keep listening or not, I can tell you right now that, like Madonna, sort of, you know, Madonna regarding anyone not voting for Donald Trump in the new. Have you seen this story? Have you seen this, Victoria, what Madonna said?
I haven't actually seen what she said.
All right. She said, and I'm going to offer the same service this afternoon, right? She said that anyone not voting for Donald Trump, she said this last night, she will give them a what? Let's call it a Madonna job, right?
Hey.
She said she'll, you know, to anyone. So here's the thing, right? Anyone, this is, look it up. You don't believe me. That is what Madonna has said.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I am. Get it in your next news bulletin. So to anyone voting for this show with their ears this afternoon, that's what's on offer. We're actually, it won't be me. In fact, I won't do it. I'm going to do, I'll try and make the experience as close to getting one off Madonna as possible. So I've asked my granny if she's up for it. To be honest, she hasn't actually agreed because she's been dead for 10 years. But, you know, that is the same as Madonna with her teeth out, isn't it? So, technically, that's awesome. So anyway, if you listen to the show this afternoon, that's our promise to you. A Madonna job off my dead gran. I'm overthinking this, I think. I think so. I'll tell you though, if Donald Trump hears what Madonna has promised and consequently he goes and votes for Hillary, it's going to make for a hell of a moment on Madonna's next tour, that, isn't it? Hello, anyway. Hi, I'm John Holmes, and this is what passes for entertainment in the afternoons on Talk Radio. It's not like Steve Wright, is it? No. Shall we get on with it? Oh, I'm good, by the way. Like Madonna said, I'm good as well. And I will look you in the eyes the whole time I'm presenting the show. On the way, then. Of course, you'll find Headline Hijack will be making its way into the news at 2 o'clock. But we can't do it without you. You are invited to make up a news story, fib, fabricate, and fake your way into the bulletin at the top of the hour by inventing a news story from scratch. And then you can send it to us. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. At messages cost 25p plus your standard network rate.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like, and it's not a complete ripper.
It could well be read out. Your story could well be read out during the news as if it were true. By Victoria's mouth.
This mouth.
It's like Madonna's.
No, it's not.
Except instead of putting everyone that doesn't vote for Trump in it, Victoria's mouth will simply contain your news lie.
Yes.
Do you think Madonna, like, will do more than one person at once? Because that's quite an offer, isn't it, that she said. So, I'm overthinking it again. But
has she put a timescale on
it? She hasn't, no. But I'm just considering the logistics, right? And I've looked at the data, so get this, right? So Madonna has said she will give oral pleasure, right, to anyone not voting for Trump. That's what she said, right? Now, I've looked at the data. There are 218,959,000 American citizens are eligible to vote, right? Of these, only 149,311 are actually registered to vote. So, now Madonna has got to work her way. So, right, let's assume that Madonna's promise has now persuaded more people to register to vote, right? Call it around 200 million in America, okay? That's a round number. So the latest polls last night after the Trump-Clinton debate show Hillary Clinton on 47% and Donald Trump on 43%. After all the racist, gropey stuff, he's still only 4 points behind, go figure. But let's assume 47% of 200,000 people, that is 94 million people. So Madonna is going to have to entertain 94 million people. Actually, a percentage of those will be women, of course. So that's a good point, isn't it? She hasn't said whether or not that will apply. So let's call it 50-50 split, to be fair. That's generous. She's going to have to lollipop 47 million people. Madonna.
She's got to work it out.
Yeah. I mean, that's a stretch even for her, isn't it? I mean, I know that I'm overthinking it. Anyway, Headline Hijack is on the way very shortly. There's also Lonely Lunch Club. There's the news in haikus. What the people think. Today, we've been out on the streets and asking the people if they think colleges or zodiacs. There's work experience punditry. Who's coming in today, Cornelius?
Danny.
Excellent. What's he reviewing?
Tech.
Okay. Geeky, gadgety stuff. Big debate at three. The diversity paper review. Who's doing it today?
Matt.
Who is a
Jew.
Thank you. And, of course, we will test somebody's knowledge and patience regarding our very own Paul Ross. It's this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's actually in America. Don't know why. Madonna's way older than a student. Asprodcast is through the glass. She's through
the miserable window.
Yay.
All right, Chuckles. How's your voice today?
A little bit better.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Chloe's on buttons today. Hello, Chloe. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, I do.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
Now, your mum taught you how to kiss, didn't
no,
she? Was that like,
right.
Is that like Madonna?
No,
that,
stop! Just
asking a question. Shall we start with some music? Madonna.
Your Donna?
She wants to take you there. Listen, listen. She's down on her knees. She wants to take you there. She said it then. And now she's offering to do it to most of America.
Do the dance.
Madonna then, in the news, we're offering to give a mouth party to anybody. Not voting for Donald Trump. That's what she said. And we've done the maths. I mean, generously, that is 47 million people. So, you do, as the Americans would say, the math. Anyway, good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. Why? Well, it's obvious why I'm playing Madonna, isn't it? Because it's today's big story. The Trump-Clinton debate and what Madonna has offered. So, we're going to need a guest. Hey, Ask Broadcast Through the Glass. We're going to need a guest.
Yeah,
I heard. Yeah. Can you get one?
I can try.
Okay, brilliant.
I think there's only one today that we want to speak to, isn't there?
It's Madonna. What I want to discuss, Cass, I think, is because I think Madonna's voting incentive is actually quite remarkable. I think, you know, this could be the biggest turnout in votes in American politics. So, and voter turnouts are always notoriously low. The Brexit one wasn't as low as previous ones. Let's talk voter incentives with an eye on Madonna. So, get me someone about that, please.
Not too specific.
No. Mystery. Whatever. So, still to come then, we'll discuss today's big story. And if you're a lonely luncher, by the way, if you're lunching alone, we do want to hear from you for today's Lonely Lunch Club. Get on the list, just be lunching alone. You could become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. And be on the receiving end of gift prizes. Not the kind of gift prizes that Madonna is offering. Let's be clear about that. Also, Headline Hijack on the way. But next, yeah, we'll talk to a guest if Cass, you know, manages to get one. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Let's go to traffic and travel.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Join us tomorrow for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Tomorrow from 7 on Channel 4.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on self-assembly kitchens. Get £50 of Sainsbury's vouchers when you spend £500 expat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
I am an egg in your fridge. You could have me for dinner. Beat me with a fork and have some kind of egg thing. Or have something you're really in the mood for, like sweet and sour pork. And save me for breakfast.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Trick or treat!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Captur or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 9th of November. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Register by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Essex, the M11 northbound, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic for 3 miles due to debris on the road just before junction 9 for Saffron Walden. In Weston on the Green, Oxfordshire, the A34 northbound, slow traffic due to an earlier accident on before M40 junction 9. All lanes have now been reopened. And in Staffordshire, the A38, there's reports of slow traffic due to an accident at the M6 toll junction 4T. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Jamie, there's chocolate and jam all over the wall. What a wonderful composition. The use of fingers to smear the colours together adds an exciting energy to the piece. As for the childlike depiction of the chocolatey dragon and flames made of jam, simply superb.
Don't worry if you've got a mini Michelangelo. With Dulux Endurance, you can wash away the stain, not the paint. Great offers on Dulux Endurance Ready Mixed Colours in store now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash, the other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions have been coming into the studio this afternoon, as I'd expect them to do. Cornelius has been rounding them up.
Oh, John, lots of texts coming in. I am out tonight, so don't worry about dinner for me. That's from my flatmate, Joe. John, why is there a Manchester but no Womanchester? That's from Militant Feminisis.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, let's talk today's big story. 87222, by the way, if you want to get
it. Start your message with the word TALK!
At TALK Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
So, last night, of course, saw the final debate before America goes to the voting booth to either put a cross in a box marked Donald Trump or put themselves in a mouth marked Madonna. No promise to the women voters, was there? We've noticed at all. I mean, Madonna probably wouldn't rule out, you know, entertaining the women voters in a similar way. She did snog Britney Spears once. But where's the voting incentive? Who's going to step up and persuade the ladies to vote for Hillary Clinton, eh? If Madonna's got the men covered. Bill Clinton, possibly he could offer, couldn't he? He's got form, hasn't he? He's got form and cigars. Form and cigars. All we get when we vote in this country is a nod from the old lady behind the table. Just a nod, nothing else. And a pencil on a string. In America, you get a mouth party off Madge and Bill Clinton's cigar. Are the voting incentives enough in this country? On the line now is Stephen Gage. He's a senior consultant at PLMR. He works on political and media promotion. Hello, Stephen.
Hello there.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, tell us a little bit about your job before we plough on into this Madonna-shaped furrow.
Well, I work for a company that's called PLMR. It stands for Political Lobbying and Media Relations.
Yep.
So it's a combination of those two things, media campaigns, and occasionally trying to communicate effectively for clients, charities, businesses, with the government.
Right. What do you make of Madonna's offer?
Well, it's very different over there, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Very funny. We have very strict laws in the UK about treating people and providing incentives to vote.
Yeah.
And it is very, very much more controlled. You can't even, in the by-elections that will be happening today in Witney and Batley and Spen, there'll be campaigners trying to persuade people to go out and vote. But in their committee rooms, where their little party headquarters, they have a little donation tin so that anybody who has just a cup of tea or a biscuit is expected to, you know, make a contribution towards that, because otherwise it would be seen that they might be unfairly trying to persuade them to vote. So
yes, I mean, we can't
take these things very, very seriously. It's a much more sober, responsible attitude to electing people in the UK.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't want to dwell on, because there are by-elections, so we can't comment on that either way, of course, legally today, and we won't be doing so. So we're concentrating really on American politics and whether or not that is, because we were looking at the percentages here. In 1945, 72.8% turned out to vote. This is in Britain, actually. And in 2015, 66.1%. So there has been a drop in general election voting over the years. So I just wonder if indeed those kind of, you know, if, I mean, what's the equivalent of Madonna here? Who's the British Madonna, Stephen, would you say?
Well, it's all down to personal preference, really.
Yeah.
I think you put me on the spot there, and Mrs. Gage would be very unhappy if I was to come up with some random celebrity's name at this stage. It would be dangerous.
Yes. Oh, well, I'll do it for you. Let's say it's Cheryl Cole, right? It's not. I mean, it's not, obviously, but, you know. But let's, just for the sake of argument, because she's in the news, because she had a divorce come through today, right? So that'll do. Right, so say Cheryl Cole was wheeled out, right, and just she said, right, I will entertain people if they go and vote, right? You know, the logistics of that, and the same with Madonna, it's quite hard to work out how she's going to get through that many million people, isn't it?
Yeah, running the election is complicated enough.
That's right.
If you had to introduce an element like Cheryl Cole at every polling station, it would just be beyond it. And you find with a lot of incentives, you know, that to do anything, often they go wrong. We saw back in, you remember, 1992, there was the Hoover free flights incentive, where they were trying to sell Hoovers by giving free flights. That led to court cases, a massive surge in demand. They couldn't keep up with it. They lost £50 million and ended up being sold to the Italians, and lost their royal warrant. It became a huge scandal. So sometimes these incentives can get very dangerous, and I suspect, you know, Madonna, if people decide to take Madonna up on a very kind offer, there could be all sorts of trouble down the road.
Well, they could, and indeed, we don't want to sell Madonna to the Italians either. That's an important point. I mean, what I'm worried about is, because if you, Madonna's at each polling station, you know, and the thing is, votes are private, right? So what I'm saying is, she said that she will offer that to people who vote for Hillary Clinton, right? So people could they not go in to the booth, they could tick the box marked Trump, but come out, see Madonna, get in the queue for Madonna, and then just say, oh, hi Madonna, I definitely voted for Hillary. I mean, she's got no proof, has she?
Absolutely, it's a secret ballot as it is here.
Exactly.
And you've often found in lots of political parties in the UK will offer to give people lifts, not quite the same as Madonna's kind offer, but to offer people lifts to the polling station, to the people who they think will be supporting them.
Right.
And, you know, there are many tales of people just ringing up whichever party they can get hold of to give them a lift to the polling station, regardless of whether they're going to actually vote for the party concerned. So it's a fraught area, fraught with difficulty.
I mean, I guess at least Madonna's brought some pizzazz to it, which I guess there are strict rules about what you can and can't do in polling stations as well, aren't there? Because I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, what's popular over here? Well, Strictly Come Dancing is, right? So could you have, you know, Ed Balls dancing in a polling booth in order to make people go in to vote, just to get them out to vote. I'm presuming, though, there are rules about that. You couldn't really have Ed Balls dancing in a polling station.
No, you can't. You can't. People who run polling stations get very, very stroppy and concerned. If you are even sporting a slightly over-enthusiastic rosette, they'll ask you to, as a party campaigner, you know, if you're too close to the polling station with a, you know, brightly coloured poster or anything like that, that'll make you move away so that anybody in coming into the vote is
not influenced by it.
Is able to do so in a very sober, thoughtful and uninterrupted way. So it's very tricky.
Right.
I think you have to look at the sort of that kind of nudge theory of persuading people to vote. They looked at the behaviour insight team that works, you know, in the UK that tries to find clever ways of persuading people. And often, if you think most people are voting, then you're more likely to vote. You know, if people think that everybody's voting and you give them that information, more people are likely to join in. We're keen to join in. So I think those are the that tends to be the better way to persuade people.
All right, so if we can persuade people, as Madonna is doing in America, that they'll have a Madonna mouth party if they tick a box, I suppose, you know, it all adds to the the mystique and the showbiz and the pizzazz of politics. I think that's probably fair. Stephen,
at the very least, it gets people talking about the elections and thinking about voting, perhaps in a different way.
Yes. Putting their money where Madonna's mouth is. Stephen, that's Stephen Gage. He's a senior consultant at PLMR. Thank you very much indeed. Insight there into voting incentives. If you've got a reaction to whether or not you think Madonna offering to do that is a good thing, let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:31 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a US businessman has pleaded guilty to strangling a British woman he'd met on a dating site. 44-year-old Sami Almari's admitted killing 28-year-old Nadina Burris on New Year's Eve 2014 in Cardiff. Donald Trump has refused to say he'll accept the result of next month's US presidential election, something his rival Hillary Clinton has called horrifying. He was pressed on the issue during the final live US presidential TV debate after insisting the White House race was rigged. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's son Donald Jr. Claims the Democrat candidate would do little for American jobs.
Hillary Clinton can raise taxes, and guess what? More people will just go offshore their stuff. They will put it over there. They won't ever bring it back. It'll never be taxed. It'll never go back into the economy. Instead, we could bring that back. We have an opportunity to bring it back. Put it on our shores. Put Americans to work.
Sir Philip Green has been compared to Napoleon during a Commons debate on whether he should lose his knighthood. It follows a highly critical report into his handling of the sale of BHS by the Work and Pensions Committee. A £1 billion money launderer, a lifelong fraudster and an alleged murderer are on a list of the most wanted British suspects on the run in Spain. As part of the hunt for them, their photographs will be printed on airline boarding passes and plastered on buses along the Costa del Sol. Thousands of gay men are to be pardoned under a move dubbed Turing's Law. The campaign was boosted by the hit film The Imitation Game, which highlighted the mistreatment of Alan Turing during the Second World War. And London Zoo says Kimbuka's escape from his enclosure last week was opportunistic. The 29-stone silverback gorilla got into the staff area next to his den and celebrated by drinking 5 litres of undiluted blackcurrant squash.
That's sort of what Madonna's promising.
Is it? I don't think it is, John. I don't think any squash was mentioned in her offer.
Will it be undiluted? Anyway, carry on.
Very mature. The weather, most places dry and fine. Some showers will continue in the east of England and in the far northwest later on. Highs of 14 degrees is more in half an hour.
I can't wait. Victoria,
good.
We'll be back in half an hour. And the news she will read then will contain a news lie. That is Headline Hijack. We'd like you to make the news up, please, using words you know and understand. The number to send them to is, of course, the usual one, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here's Chloe with a button press.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast!
Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests. And Jake Yap! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Me and Jake Yap were hanging out last night in Leeds, where we were for the Radio Industry Awards. Jake had to present an award. I had to present an award.
You weren't winning any.
We didn't win any, no. Nah. We just had to present them to other people that did win.
Is it good?
Yeah, it was fine, yeah. I'm a little bit croaky this morning.
Well, you shouldn't have drunk so much.
I didn't think I'd drank that much, actually. But one of the things, as I was saying earlier, that I did drink was given to me by our boss here, Denny, which was he said to me, do you want to share a bubble bath? Right? So I'm not refusing that. No. You know, he is the boss. And I know what it takes to climb up the greasy pole. So, anyway, it turned out it was a cocktail. And it was really, it was very strange, and it was smoke. And when you drank it, and then all smoke came out of your mouth.
Really?
It was really weird. I tweeted a picture of it last night, if anyone cares.
Okay.
Just to say. But anyway, so I'm a little bit croaky. I'm just giving you the reason for the croakiness. That's
fine, I forgive you.
Me and Jake then, we were kind of the last people standing as well. Everyone,
really?
I think what happened was everyone went to an after party. And told me and Jake a different address. So me and,
really?
I think so. Me and Jake went to a hotel. We thought the after party was no one there. So then we went to someone. Oh, they're all in this bar. So we then went to this bar. No one there.
Really?
And then just me and Jake and some other blokes.
Is it a gay bar?
Yes. Didn't know until I went in. It was fine.
It's fine.
Absolutely no problem with it.
No.
Expected to see Denny there, but he wasn't. Anyway, what are we doing? Oh, that's right, a radio
reactions.
Show. So, some of your reactions have been coming in, of course, for today's big story, which is, following last night's debate between Trump and Clinton, Madonna has offered to orally entertain anybody who doesn't vote for Trump. That is her offer. She said it on stage last night. We've done the maths, as I say, and it works out. Let me just find the figures for you. It works out that if there are 218 million Americans eligible to vote, 150 million registered to vote. If Madonna's promise now persuades more people to register to vote, we'll call it around 200,000 people. The latest polls last night after the debate show Hillary Clinton on 47%, Trump on 43%. So, assuming 47% of 200 million, that's 94 million. Let's say it's an even 50-50 split between men and women. That's a generous split. So that's 47 million people that Madonna will... Anyway, that's the data. What's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, I love the freedom of movement of people. I'm accepting of all religious beliefs, and I deplore any sort of tax evasion or avoidance. But the idea of Madonna doing that has made me vote for Trump. John, seamen, think of all the seamen. Trump wants to invest heavily in defence, so that'll probably be more members of the Navy, which...
That's in the American military. That's right,
more ships and
submarines. That's true. Thank you. If you've got a reaction to any of that, then of course do let us know. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's headline hijack. Two minutes to go before Victoria speaks the news at you again. But within it at 2 o'clock will be a made-up news lie of... Oh, excuse me. Oh, God. So we'd like that lie to be yours. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
I know. We know. We know. We know.
Okay.
You don't need...
No, I do.
So made-up news stories to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. What's been coming in? Let's have a look here. The Royal Mint have announced they're going to release a new pound coin to celebrate the triggering of Article 50. The tails side of the coin is going to feature a picture of Nigel Farage, and the coin will also be the first British coin that is completely unbendable. That's coming there from Ian. Thank you, Ian. What have you got, Cornelius?
This is from Ron, who says, Donald Trump has tweeted that he was not allowed to take part in last night's debate with Hillary Clinton, claiming he was taken captive whilst a body double did the debate. Clinton has dismissed the claim, saying even a body double would not have been able to compete with the levels of stupidity shown by Trump in the debate. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron. Your turn, then. You've got 20 minutes. The lines are very much open for Headline Hijack, after which we will meet a lonely luncher. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, why not come on the radio and tell us about it? Idle and awkward chit-chat, a speciality. And you could be on the receiving end of a gift prize that ranges all the way from a Talk Radio mug to a Talk Sport mug. That's Lonely Lunch. It's coming next. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick or treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
Well, happy driving.
Cool. And who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over. So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, our understanding goes much deeper. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October, where a used 14-plate Nissan X-Trail could be yours from £15,995, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
At Wix, there's 50% off kitchen units, as well as selected tiles and flooring, plus an extra 15% off on top of existing offers until the 1st of November, so you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wix, let's do it right. Kitchen sale ends 22nd of November. Minimum spend applies. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's and previous extra discounts.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Essex, the M11 northbound, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic for 3 miles due to debris on the road just before Junction 9 for Saffron Walden. In Weston on the Green, Oxfordshire, the A34 northbound, slow traffic due to an earlier accident on before M40 Junction 9. All lanes have now been reopened. And in Staffordshire, the A38, there's reports of slow traffic due to an accident at the M6 toll, Junction 40. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Jamie, there's chocolate and jam all over the wall.
What a wonderful composition. The use of fingers to smear the colours together adds an exciting energy to the piece. As for the childlike depiction of the chocolatey dragon and flames made of jam, simply superb.
Don't worry if you've got a mini Michelangelo. With Dulux Endurance, you can wash away the stain, not the paint. Great offers on Dulux Endurance ready-mixed colours in-store now.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get.
What?
Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. We will apparently get you talking. Or, as your radio may well say, because the screen on the front isn't wide enough to get the whole slogan on, Talk Radio, we'll get you. We're getting a lot of pictures of those still. So when Luke, Sex Luke, who does the website here, gets round to it, we will be doing a gallery. So if your radio is threatening you like that, do take a picture. Do send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yes, or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'll just use Twitter because it's free. So, now, the news. I've seen the news today. Have you seen the news
today? Yeah. John, so, it's so complicated.
I know. So I've tried to get through it. So as far as I can make out, the Mars lander has run over Harry Redknapp's wife,
right? Correct, yeah.
And then, while she was drinking 5 litres of blackcurrant squash,
she escaped. Is that the? I believe so.
It's quite the news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, you're not the only one, Cornelius. Lots of people can't get their head around the news, including all these people who wrote these letters. Look, dear John, I just can't get my head around the news. That's from someone who can't get their head around the news. And it's just one example of the many letters I've got. There's another one here. Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. Is there any way to help me? Well, yes, there is, letter writers. Because here on the programme, what we do is we take the news and we analyse it in depth through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and then 5 syllables again. It is, of course, the news in haikus.
Trump in Vegas, bad hombres looking to steal. Donald, watch your hair.
News in haikus. That one sent in by a listener. That's right, we're now accepting listener haikus.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to write a news haiku, then by all means do. And send it to us.
Yeah, Dave sent this morning on Twitter. Thank you, at Dave Bennett.
Thank you, Dave Bennett, for that. That was his news haiku. So, you know, you can do that as well, if you like. Anyway, shall we meet a lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It's the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. That's right, the daily feature whereby we meet someone who is lunching alone. If you are lunching alone, if you're a lonely what lunch, for whatever reason, then you can get in touch, get on the list. There's an email for that, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And it's there to make the lonely luncher fewer lonely than they would be otherwise. As we play the role of friend or colleague. Dan's on the telephone, he's lonely. Hello, Dan.
Hello, John.
How are you, Dan?
I'm very lonely.
Yes. So, why... First question, of course, Dan, is why are you alone? What do you do and why are you alone in it?
I'm a travel agent, John, and I work all by myself.
Do you? So are you? Yeah. So you don't operate out of a branch of anywhere?
I don't. I'm sitting in my house.
Yep.
All alone.
So you work sort of remote internet travel agent type thing, is it?
That's the one. That's the way forward these days.
It
absolutely.
Is. Are you more of a consultant than an agent? What's the right term for it?
An agent.
You absolutely. Are an agent. What's the difference between an agent and a travel consultant then?
An agent sells the actual holidays, whereas a consultant probably gives more advice.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but I'm sure you give good advice too, obviously.
I give fantastic advice.
Yeah. What's the most expensive holiday on your books, Dan?
I saw a company called Club Med. It's an all-inclusive operator.
Yep.
Does summer and winter all over the world, and their holidays are very expensive. I've just sold one for £25,000.
£25,000?
Yeah.
For a holiday?
There's some very rich people around.
What do you get for that?
Commission.
No, not you. I mean...
He's done you there.
He's done me right. I'm like a kipper.
Yeah.
Stitch me right
like
up.
A kipper.
Yeah.
What do you get for that? You get an all-inclusive holiday. You get flights, transfers, full board, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all the drinks with the meals.
Yeah, but you can get that for about $3,000, can't you?
Yeah, but you want to go exclusive, don't you? You want a beautiful beach. You don't want to be in Bognor Regis, do you?
Not really, no.
Absolutely not.
Not under any circumstances. Well, I mean, what? So £25,000, you get... what country are we talking for that?
We're talking the Caribbean, probably, or Mexico.
Okay, yeah. Caribbean, Mexico, right. Does Madonna come as part of that package, given what we learn about
her today? Absolutely.
Because we're worth every penny. So, definitely. Dan, how long have you been travel agenting, Dan?
I've been travel agenting for 25 years already.
Oh, right. And what's it?
I sound younger than I am.
You do. I'll be honest with you, Dan. You do sound younger than you are. So, in terms of how the travel agent business is going in what we'll still refer to slightly out of date as austerity Britain, as you noticed post Brexit, have you noticed a sort of downturn
Absolutely
in people booking?
Nothing. There's been no downturn at all.
Really?
The people that got money are still travelling.
Yep. And the people who haven't just aren't. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, fascinating bit of chat from down there.
Yeah.
So you're lunching alone because you work alone. You have no colleagues, and that's you
I
prefer
don't.
It that way, do you?
I do, absolutely. Don't need anyone giving me any hassle, telling me what to do.
Yeah.
So it's much better that way, and I don't have to order anybody around.
Yeah. All right. So what lunch are you favouring today, Dan?
I've just got the old sarnie today, actually. Just the old egg and cress.
Egg and cress.
Went up to Marks and Spencer's up the road and bought it with a juice.
Yeah, other Marks and Spencer's are available.
of course.
Do you favour the egg and cress? I mean, what prompted your egg and cress style decision?
Nice and simple. No, can't go wrong with it. Yeah. No chance of food poisoning, really.
Well, I mean, you can get food poisoning off an egg, can't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. That's true. What's the name? That one who went out with John Major.
Edwina Curry.
Edwina. Yeah. That's right. She tried to put us off eggs, but we didn't. We resisted, and we kept eating our eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been found to be safe.
That's correct. So you're a sensible lonely luncher in many ways, not hedging
Absolutely.
Your bets there.
Yeah.
For because there's holidays to sell. Well, Dan, you don't want to be ill.
And who if I wasn't around, who would be sending the holidays?
Yes, other travel agents presumably.
Exactly.
So look, you know the rules of Lonely Lunch Club. You are becoming now inducted, even as we speak, into the Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall
I'm
of Despair.
I'm very obliged.
Yeah. We're pleased to have you. More than pleased to have you. And you know that we are available to chit and chat about anything you want. It's and I know you don't have a workplace as such, but if you will, we are your colleagues. I'm gonna say friends now, Dan, and we can chat about whatever you like.
I can feel it.
Yeah, well, don't do that. leave that to Madonna. Right, so what would you like to chat about, Dan? Idle chit chat.
I want to chat about the bane of my life at the moment, and the bane of the life of the motorist in London.
Yeah.
These bloody these cycle lanes that have been introduced by Transport for London,
right.
All over London.
Yeah.
And the chaos they've caused. I don't know, have you driven into London recently?
I about 3 or 4 weeks ago I had to drive through London for some reason. I can't even remember what it was, but I had to. But I know what you mean. Now, this is good, because this is... I don't know whether you're aware, Dan, we are Talk Radio, we're 8 months old, and already we have reached the dizzy heights of 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible
Fantastic.
39, Dan.
And well, and a good choice you are as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But what you've done here is brilliantly brought up a topic that would be very successful on LBC, and they're more popular than us. So I'm glad because people ring them all the time to complain about cycle lanes or something,
yeah.
Don't they? So that's good. So let's do that. So do you want a little... Look, pretend this is LBC for a minute, right?
Right.
And you're just an angry caller.
I'm closing my eyes and I'm thinking I'm talking to LBC at the very moment.
Yeah, right. I'm like... who's on in the afternoons on LBC? I don't know.
Sheila Fogarty.
Right, pretend I'm Sheila Fogarty, right?
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Dan. Thanks for calling in about cycle lanes. Well, would you like to get that off your chair? Just do some angry ranting, Dan, because it's the sort of thing that gets...
I am absolutely fed up with what they've done to London.
Oh,
Transport for London, which is the organisation that unfortunately runs London's transport, has destroyed any semblance of normality in central London. They've put in these unnecessary bike lanes that are causing absolute chaos. And I think it was Lord Lawson who said, Transport for London are causing more damage to London now than the Germans managed during the Blitz.
It's good. That's actually quite...
How's that for a rant?
That's not bad, actually. Could you do it again, but like, I'm more angry? Because the idea on LBC...
I tell you, it drives me mad.
Yeah.
Every time
good.
I want to drive, I have to sit in that traffic and watch these empty cycle lanes that cyclists are in. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah.
I might be busy in the morning,
this is good,
when they go to work, but during the day, they're empty. So all the traffic piles
angrier,
up.
Angrier, Dan. Angrier.
It causes that pollution that we all have to breathe in.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to do is make the, you know, they're trying to make the town less polluted, but they're doing the opposite by installing these bike lanes.
But angry, shout, Dan, you've got to be a bit shoutier than that.
Yeah, I'm really angry about this, and the worst part about it is they are backed up by their cronies in the Evening Standard. The Evening Standard should be renamed the Daily Bicycle. There's a pro-bicycle story there every single day. Sick of it.
That's good. That's good, actually.
How's that? Is that a good rant?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Was I angry?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Do you want to know one about immigrants or something as well? They do that over there, don't they?
No, no, won't touch that subject.
Okay, fine. All right. listen, that was excellent. Dan, you are now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You do, though, get to choose a gift. A gift
that's
prize.
What I've been waiting for. That's why I phoned in, really.
Of course it is. Yeah. So here comes some prize gift music. And here come, Dan, your choices of... You can choose from one of these...
Is this Sound of the Century?
If you like. You can choose from one of these glittering prize objects.
A Talk Radio mug.
No, we're not giving away James Whale. You could have this mug. I'm holding it.
It's a mug. Yeah.
Today's going, Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes, why not just make your way down to your local station, get a Metro newspaper and scribble on it with a black marker, because then that's pretty much what we've done.
A Talk Sport mug.
Yes, we're not giving away Andy Goldstein. It's this mug.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
John Holmes represents his story about growing up, even though he never did.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, no, we're not giving away whoever the hell is on that station. It's this mug.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Former TalkSport mid-morning host presents this calendar with cartoons of him and his co-host that I've never heard of.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Due to a typo in an email, you could be draining your vegetables as long as it's safe, which we probably don't think it is, just the amount of black marker pen we've put on it.
Yes, so that's your choice there.
Tricky.
I know it is, yeah. Yeah.
God, let me think about this.
Yeah.
I think I'll go for the TalkSport mug.
You are welcome
Talk
to
radio
it.
Mug.
Oh, it's all radio mug. Oh, fine,
sorry.
All right.
That's all right.
That's all right. Well, you know, that's fine. Right, that is yours, Dan. Thank you very much for that.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much indeed. That was Dan, who had a rant about cycle lanes like he was listening to LBC. You're listening to LBC.
This is LBC 97.3.
We shouldn't have given you that.
I know. But if we could, the good thing about that is, right, if we just keep ramping that up, we'll just get their listeners by default, won't we? Because they'll just think that's what it is. Good old Dan there having a good
LBC. You can just use it whenever someone's a bit racist. You can just press it and just go, this is LBC.
But every time you speak then.
What?
This is LBC 97.3.
Or I could play this.
This is BBC Asian Network.
See?
You could, yeah.
Yeah. Right, shall we very quickly launch today's texting before
oh,
we
yeah,
do
yeah,
headline
yeah.
hijack?
What is it?
It's this.
Yeah.
Well, it's... Yeah, now, if you've just tuned in, you'll have missed us talking about Madonna. Madonna has made a curious... offer to the American electorate. She said this last night, that she will, how should we put this, orally entertain anybody who doesn't vote for Donald Trump. That's what she said. Now, again, we've done the maths. It's going to take quite a while to get through that many million Americans, but that's what she said she's going to do. So, it's one of the things, I wouldn't put it past Madonna, but it's one of the things I didn't know that she was happy to do. But apparently that's what she said. So, today, excuse me, facts about Madonna. That's the text. So, again, we will help you. I got a cough today.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Cass went to make me a cup of tea 28 minutes ago and it still hasn't appeared. So I don't know what's going on. I'm not surprised. But anyway, facts about Madonna is... because we like to help on this show, as you know, we're a very helpful show, and these may be some things you don't know about Madonna, so feel free to join in with them. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Following the cape incident at the Brit Awards a couple of years ago, you remember when Madonna had that cape on, and fell over because it got. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Madonna, after that, made the rest of her stage staff wear capes at all times. If they step out of line at any point, she will make them go to the nearest stairway, and she will push them off it.
Really?
Yes, that's what Madonna will do. Apparently, the reason Madonna exposes her breasts so much is not sexual at all.
Yeah.
She suffers from a rare condition which leads them to overheating. It's called hot boobitis.
Really?
Apparently.
You know what? That's a very first thought name for that illness.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But thanks. Sometimes they overheat so much she has to expose them to just fresh air. Just to cool. That's
okay.
Why. It's not a... That's what it is. Anyway, if you've got a fact about Madonna, get it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a fact such as the reason Madonna adopted a child from Malawi was that she loves waking up in the morning, sitting down at the breakfast table and going, Malawi all doing this morning.
This is LBC 97.3.
Who's won Headline Hijack today, Cornelius?
It is, let me have a look. Oh, it's Shelley.
Where's Shelley from?
Shelley is from Dover.
Excellent. Well done, Shelley. You've got your made-up news story in the news next. After that, work experience punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Wix, there's 50% off kitchen units, as well as selected tiles and flooring, plus an extra 15% off on top of existing offers until the 1st of November. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wix, let's do it right. Kitchen sale ends 22nd of November. Minimum spend applies. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's and previous extra discount.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Every approved used Land Rover comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Land Rover approved used event from the 13th to the 24th of October, we're adding 10.9% APR representative finance. And with PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. The great outdoors has never been so within reach. Search Land Rover approved used. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Offer ends 24th October 2016. Credit subject to status. T's and C's apply. Black Horse Trading is Land Rover Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Trump might not accept election result, calls Grover Green to lose his knighthood, and the Mars lander is lost.
Talk Radio.
Concerns have been raised about the potential aftermath of the US presidential election if Donald Trump refuses to accept the outcome. Democrat Hillary Clinton said it was horrifying that in last night's TV debate, her Republican rival didn't say whether he'd respect the result. US political commentator Bill Burnett has told Talk Radio Trump's done himself more harm than good.
That statement that he would not necessarily accept the results does not sit well with the American people. We've never heard anything like that from a presidential candidate. His muttering under his breath, what a nasty woman, when Hillary Clinton makes the point that she would pay under her plan a higher Social Security tax and that he would too.
An American businessman has admitted murdering a woman in Cardiff shortly after meeting her on a dating site. 44-year-old Sami Almari strangled 28-year-old Nadina Burris in a hotel in Cardiff Bay on New Year's Eve in 2014. Businessman Sir Philip Green has been described as an asset stripper and certainly not the king of the high street by an MP. There's an ongoing debate in the House of Commons looking at his role in the collapse of BHS and examining if he should lose his knighthood. Police are on the hunt for 10 fugitives thought to be hiding among the expat community in Spain. They include 4 suspected drug dealers, 2 men have been charged with having child porn, and 2 people accused of fraud. And it's thought a probe sent to Mars by the European Space Agency is slammed into the surface after problems during its descent. There's been no signal from the device since shortly before it was meant to land. It was really a dry run before a much more expensive rover is sent up in 2020. But Mark McCorkin, who's involved in the project, says they still have information until that final touchdown phase.
Showing that the parachute deployed, that the heat shield worked, that the retro thrusters started. Sadly enough, it seems that maybe fired just for a few seconds, and then we may have dropped out of the sky from a relatively great height. We don't know that yet.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Was Harry Redknapp driving it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, just checking.
I'm pretty sure no humans were on board.
I'm just checking.
Most places dry and fine.
Only pretty sure, not definite then.
Well, no, there weren't any.
Okay.
Some showers will continue in the east of England, yes, as well as in the far northwest. Highs of 14 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed.
That's okay.
Good. You all right?
Yes.
Right. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino has confirmed that Harry Kane has returned to training. The England striker has been out of action since damaging his ankle ligaments in the 1-0 win against Sunderland just over a month ago. Whilst he's optimistic, Pochettino says Kane is still far from match fit.
It's difficult because he's how he reacts his ankle every day. Today we are happy because it's going very well, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. As soon as possible, we have the confirmation that can be available, I will explain.
On to tonight's action, Manchester United can make it 6 games unbeaten in all competitions when they face Fenerbahce in the Europa League. Southampton, meanwhile, are unbeaten in 7 games, whereas tonight's opponents Inter Milan have lost their last 3. Finally, England's cricketers ended day 1 of the first test against Bangladesh on 258 for 7. They'll be relatively happy with that, having been 21 for 3 at one stage. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a royal edict has been declared, meaning that for the next 3 days it'll be illegal to talk about last night's episode of The Great British Bake Off. The Queen missed the show as she was on the phone to a dignitary and hasn't been able to catch up on iPlayer. Discussing the episode before Her Majesty has seen it is now technically treason, punishable by a £50 fine.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news. Texts come in. Here just says, John, if you read this text out, I will do a Madonna on all the Talk Radio and Talk Sport presenters, except for Alan Brazil, Paul Ross, and the two mics. I'm not that stupid. That's coming from Mr. OPN Fly.
Denise readers count.
On 8722.
Denise readers count.
He hasn't mentioned news readers. Would you like it? Would you like that to happen?
I just want to know
where you stand.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't have to stand. Anyway, I'm sure he'll text back with an offer for you, Victoria, if you want. Work experience punditry. Who's doing it today? Who's coming in to do work experience?
Danny.
Danny is reviewing geeky, gadgety crap. Next, here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Afternoon, good afternoon to you.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
7 minutes past two, good afternoon then. Thursday, I am John Holmes. And as we now know that last week's escaped gorilla drank 5 litres of undiluted blackcurrant squash whilst on the run, we've teamed up with our friends at Blackcurrant Squash. So today we are, thanks to them, giving away a gorilla on the programme. If you'd like a gorilla, all you have to do is text the word gorilla to this number, 0207 449 6200, which is London Zoo's number, and ask for your free gorilla. It's the great gorilla giveaway on Talk Radio with our friends at Blackcurrant Squash.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Let's do some work experience punditry. So then, today we welcome Danny.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm all right, actually. I'm really enjoying my time at Talk Radio.
Good, so. Good. Well, work experience punditry, Danny. You know it works like this. We drag in a work experience. That's you.
I am work experience.
That's
yes.
Right. And you are being trained up in many ways, road tested as the next generation of critics and broadcasters. But the bonus as you know, Danny, as well, is that you don't get paid. So it's
it's a down.
Yeah. Well, for you it's a down, but for us it's very much an up. So you are going to review geeky, gadgety stuff for us.
Yes.
I understand. What have you got? Where are you starting?
Let's start with Football Manager. One of my favourite video games, Football Manager 2017,
right,
is going to have a Brexit simulator. So basically, with Brexit having
Brexited, yes,
yeah. So Article 50 is going to get triggered eventually.
Yeah,
and they wanted to encompass that in the game.
Why?
Because it is going to affect football in terms of work permits. We're not going to have so many players from Europe coming in and playing in the Premier League Championship. The lower leagues will be affected.
Will we be allowed to play in the Euro?
Oh, yeah.
We're not in Europe. Why will we be allowed to play
we're
in...
still part of the continent Europe.
Somehow,
yeah, but we're
some
not
way.
In it, are we?
No, it's the EU we're not in.
We're not in the political
union.
Sphere.
Come on, John, you know this.
I know, I'm just
Serbia
just
are technically
a question.
In Europe. Right. Serbia are technically in Europe, but not in the European Union.
All right, fine. Just check.
Yeah. But, yeah, so there are three possible scenarios once you get 2 years into the game.
What about the Eurovision Song Contest? Are we allowed to...
Oh, we cannot leave the Eurovision Song Contest.
Australia are in that.
That's true, actually.
Don't let anyone in.
That doesn't make any sense, does it? Sorry, Danny, I'm...
Yeah, so there's three possible scenarios. There's soft Brexit, which means basically the game goes on as normal.
Yeah.
There's kind of a middle ground where footballers get permits and visas like entertainers do. And then there's the hard Brexit, where EU players have to have permits, and then you'll just see players like N'Golo Kante, Dimitri Payet be told, go home. Basically.
So you can choose which version to play?
No, it's random. It's completely random, and it's generated on their software. It's a percentage chance of which outcome is more likely, and the creator of Football Manager, Sid Games, basically said hard Brexit is the most likely outcome, and it's going to make the game more difficult than it already is. I've already smashed a few computers from trying to play Football Manager.
I've never played it because couldn't give less of a toss. But
it's
but I understand
addictive.
It's very addictive if you're into it.
One of the most addictive games. Like, if you've got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hours.
What do you? I mean,
hours.
I genuinely don't know anything about it. So basically, you are a football man. I realise everyone listening to this is probably going, "John, you massive idiot." Don't be. I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
So
you're not playing the game. You're just managing it.
It's not FIFA where you're actually playing as individual players. It's basically you create a manager, you pick a club, you can pick from the Conference South up to the Premier League, or there's special coding so you can go into the even lower leagues if that takes your fancy.
Yeah.
So if I picked Forest Green Rovers in the Conference, I could then manage
just saying
them.
Words now, I don't understand what you're saying.
Nah. Local club to me, that's why I picked them. But if I chose to manage Forest Green Rovers, I would just basically be their manager, appoint the staff, so assistant manager, any coaching staff I needed, any youth set up. I would ask the board to invest in the club in terms of transfers, in terms of the training ground and youth facilities
have. Is there a version where you can get caught out by the Daily Telegraph in a terrible sting operation?
Well, I wish, but no.
Because
no,
they should incorporate that.
Well, they all do, kind of.
You know, if you're like, you could drive your wife along the floor, couldn't you? Like Harry Redknapp or something. by accident. So, you know, all the things around football that aren't the game, in football management terms, then you could just do those as well.
Have an affair with Ulrika Johnson round.
Yeah.
If that takes your fancy.
There you go. Yeah. So, I mean, that's all my Football Manager knowledge really done now, if I'm honest. I only know those two or three things. So, but I'm sure there's other... But that, just an idea, just to spice the game. I mean, if they're going down a Brexit route, there's no reason why they can't go down a sort of the other route with the manager's extracurricular activities, is there?
Well, in one of the scenarios, Scotland does leave Great Britain. There are multiple scenarios. In one of them, England, Wales and Northern Ireland all stay in GB and leave the EU.
Yeah.
But Scotland leaves us and stays in the EU.
See, if it was full of scenarios, there should be an option that where there's just a war.
Yeah.
You know, so...
just the game's called off.
Yeah, because of a war.
All your players have been sent
to
war.
If that's Football Manager Afghanistan, then maybe. Yeah, if you're managing in Afghanistan or Iraq...
Okay, they need to bring out a version where Trump wins.
Oh, no.
Right? And then see what happened. Then it's just like everyone's just waiting for the button to be pushed. And just sitting there going, what's happened? The Madonna's in the corner, just, you know.
What would that game be called? Would it be called Trumped?
if you like.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I'm copywriting that, so nobody can use it.
Trumpianship.
Yeah, Trumpianship manager.
Trumpianship.
Trumpianship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we do another one?
God, yeah.
Yeah. I know you love your football, John.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll move on to WikiLeaks, because they've been in the news. This is a quite serious one. They've been doing a load of data dumps. Basically, they targeted Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign by revealing confidential emails. You know these emails that Donald Trump has kept bringing up,
yep.
Even though nobody kind of wants to hear it anymore? I kind of get what he's saying with that crooked Hillary stuff, because some of these emails... So one of them reveals that she knew Saudi Arabia were supplying financial and logistical support to Islamic State, and yet she continued an arms deal,
yeah,
with the country.
Which country?
Saudi Arabia.
Which is what we've done as well in this country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our hands are bloodied as well.
In that, yeah.
Yeah.
I send Saudi Arabia money all the time, just personally.
Well,
I fill up envelopes.
They've got those collecting tins, haven't they, in High Street? You always see them in the Saudi Arabia.
Struggling.
Yeah, you always feel sorry for them, don't you?
Yeah.
It's you've probably seen the charity bucket that, yeah. You know the ones for guide dogs for the blind, where it's like a plastic big dog, and you put your money in a slot in its head. They've got Saudi Arabia have those in the High Street, but it's like just a plastic effigy of a woman being stoned.
I've seen those.
And you just put the money in, don't you?
Yeah.
And you raise money for Saudi Arabia, because they're poor. They're a poor country, aren't they? Mm. And they need all the money get. So I mean, what else has been leaked in the emails? Then what else do we know about? And it's funny, you're right, because it hasn't made the news agenda that much, this, has it? Because it's all about the gropey Trump, and that's right. That should be a part of the news agenda, but he's sort of shouting this into the wind a bit, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It's also been revealed that Clinton signed off on the sale of a US uranium company to Russian state-owned interests, and then the chairman of that company decided to donate to the Clinton presidency campaign.
Funny that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful capitalism. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is about this American presidential campaign is that, you know, they're both equally disliked, I think.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I can't quite understand why, after last night's debate, Clinton's on 47%, I think, now, and Hillary's on 43%. So there's basically, he's been like the gropey, woman-hating, grabbing Trump nightmare. And he's still only 4 points behind Hillary, even though he's done all that. Yet she's obviously implicated in all these email leaks and everything else. Who knows?
I'm not going to make a joke about Americans. I think I'll leave that well known. Although I do remember seeing a poll after the second presidential debate that gave Trump a 16% chance of victory. A 16% chance.
Good.
Maybe you should launch Trump TV now.
We talked about that yesterday. Julian Assange, speaking of leaks, WikiLeaks, has had his internet access cut off as well, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
It's been reinstated now.
Has it?
Yesterday.
He's got it. Was it a data thing? He just overdid his data allowance, and then he had to get a bolt on.
He got fined by his mobile phone service.
Yeah.
Well, it was rumoured to be linked to this, that the Americans were leaning on Ecuador to cut off his internet access.
Because he was...
But I don't think it's just him.
Yeah, it can't be just him.
Like, just him going, getting all these emails just into his inbox and going, oh, quickly upload them. Upload them to my blog.
It's just me.
WikiLeaks is a bit bigger than
just him.
Yeah.
And also, did they cut off access to the whole embassy, or did someone just go in and just take his computer away? Because it makes something really dramatic. They've cut him off the internet.
Yeah.
What, just taking his computer away?
Unplugged the modem.
Yeah, just go, don't use that. Yeah, just stop. Oh, fine. Or, like I said yesterday, just subscribe into BT Broadband, because then you wouldn't have any anyway. Stay there, Danny, because we're going to take some traffic and travel, and then just tease ahead to what exciting, geeky, gadgety nonsense you'll be talking about next.
Well, we'll be talking about Estonia, Pokemon again, and an F1 driver is in the new Call of Duty game.
Excellent stuff. All right, Danny's with us. He's doing work experience punditry. He's a work experience, and that is his punditry. You are listening to Talk Radio. Traffic and travel coming next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Join us tomorrow for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Tomorrow from 7 on Channel 4.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, The BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Whether you're saving up for a trip to paradise or building your dream bathroom, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We're hearing reports of an accident in Bristol, the M32 coming out of the city between Junction 1 for Hambrook and the M4 Junction 19, although traffic is currently coping well. In South Yorkshire, the M180 eastbound exit slip road is closed at Junction 1 for Thorn due to recovery work after an earlier accident. In Warwickshire, the M6 southbound, there's one lane closed and heavy traffic due to multi-vehicle accident between Junction 1 for Rugby and the M1 Junction 19, the Catthorpe interchange. I'm Paul Jenkins.
How does the Jaguar XE give you life with more roar? Is it the feeling of command you get from its responsive Ingenium engine? Is it being surrounded by its lightweight aluminium architecture?
Is it the long-distance fuel economy, up to 75 miles per gallon?
Is it the sports car
agility
from the double wishbone suspension? Is it the feeling of driving the Auto Express Best Compact Executive Car 2016? Or is it the silence? When you tell people it's only £259 a month. Experience life with more roar from only £259 a month plus VAT on business contract hire. Search Jaguar XE. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Initial rental £1,554 plus VAT at 20%. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. Offer ends 31st of December. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. MPG based on test conditions and may vary. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. We are midst work experience punditry. Before we crack on with that, some of your reactions have been coming into the studio. We are the home of reaction. Of course, as you know, if you do have a reaction, then why not put it into one of Talk Radio's reaction bins that you'll find in supermarket car parks next to the one where you can put your clothes for the Salvation Army or where you recycle bottles. You'll see it. It's black, got a big red logo on it. It says Talk Radio. Pop your reaction in there. Extreme reactions go in the top, in the long slot. Reactions that aren't as extreme can go in the middle. And if you, there's a slot around the side which is separate. If you're a racist, you can put your thoughts in there and they go straight to LBC. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Tony Blackburn on Twitter says that he went to a corner shop this morning and bought four corners. And Georgie says that he has two baggies of Banshee dust that he can do a deal with if I get some bang too. But I don't really know what that means.
I don't understand a word of it. 22 minutes past 2 o'clock now. Let's do some more work experience punditry. Danny is with us. He's a first timer. And he's reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. Already we've talked football championship man, whatever it's called.
Football manager.
That'll do. And its new Brexit version. And what was the other thing we talked about?
WikiLeaks.
That's right. So where are we going next, Dan?
We're going to the lovely nation of Estonia.
Lovely.
They've just basically launched a new kind of plan where they're going to put a lot of their national data on foreign servers, which is very interesting, but it will make them more secure from hackers. So basically what they're going to do is they're going to keep all their data in their own servers, but I can't even say it.
Yeah.
When a hack happens, that data will be transferred to foreign servers to make sure that data is secure and cannot be accessed.
The hack, though?
Well, if a hack is alerted, they can move the data quickly.
I see.
This is a private company that does this, but they are backed by the Estonian government. They've also started doing e-residency, which is pretty new. Basically, anyone in the world, you, John, sat here, can log on to a website, fill out some forms. It takes about a year. You can become an e-resident of Estonia, which means you can open up a bank account, start a business or register a company. So you could do all that whilst actually living in London.
Do you get an Estonian passport?
No, you just get a little card that looks like that. You know when you go into a phone shop and get a SIM card for the first time? It's like a credit card shape.
Yeah,
you just get one of those and it just lets you log on to an online service. You can't actually go to Estonia with it, which is quite disappointing.
It is disappointing. I'd want the full access if I was going to become an e-citizen.
Yeah.
It's a sort of like international equivalent of vaping, isn't it? It's like you kind of get the essence of being an Estonian citizen, but it's a sort of safer version of it.
Yeah.
Although maybe not. I don't know the statistics on vaping, but this is about data and hacking, right? Which is something else that is data. Thank you. It's something that everyone I think finds difficult to understand the nature of it. So if an alert goes off and this server bank is hacked, they then can dump all of this data.
Yeah.
Why don't they just, like with Julian Assange, just unplug the modem? Just unplug it.
Mm.
Oh, it's being hacked. Unplug it. Just switch it off at the plug. Just click off.
They might have dial-up. This is Eastern Europe.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. It's going to take ages anyway, wouldn't it? Yeah.
No offence.
Yeah. If you're Estonian, don't write in. or if you're an E-Estonian, don't write in.
Estonia.
Yeah. So next,
remember Pokemon Go? Remember when that was a thing?
Yes.
And it's kind of died out now.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. Well, prepared to go crazy again for Pokemon, because there's now a watch worth £20,000 that you can buy with Pikachu on it. There are 20 of them. They're all limited edition. And to be honest, I don't see why anyone would want one.
I don't know. I've lost interest already. Even the words Pokemon Go. So Pokemon Go was a thing, right? So that was a thing
that's had its
that's
day.
That's an app. People were looking for monsters.
Yeah, basically. You'd go around.
And this is just a watch with a picture of a monster on it.
It's basically a watch made by a Swiss company. It's ingrained with like the Pokemon logo on the back, and it's made out of all these fancy material. And then you've got Pikachu in the middle, and they've only made 20 of them, so they're going to charge you £20,000 if you want one of them.
What does it do? Does it just tell the time?
It tells the time.
It doesn't do anything like...
It's not even a digital watch. It's just a regular one. So it doesn't make a cup of tea or anything.
For that money, I'd want an actual real-life Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'd want Pikachu for £20,000.
Yeah, you'd want one. One that, you know, as a pet, a real-life, you know, in a lab made somewhere.
Yeah.
For that, I think that would be worth the money.
That would tell you the time, whenever you asked it.
Yeah.
And just follow you around.
Yeah, or, you know, just has the ability to read the time and tell you.
Yeah. That's like, one of the most waste of time gadgets I think I've ever heard anyone discuss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you can get a cheaper Pokemon watch as well.
You can get a cheaper watch in general. Just go down to your local supermarket. You probably find
some watch there. Some idiot will buy it, then. You watch.
Oh, absolutely. All 20 of them will get sold. But, yeah. I love talking about Pokemon, being a Digimon fan more than Pokemon.
What's that?
Oh,
John.
You don't know what Digimon is.
I don't know what things are, and I'm proud to say that.
It was a kids' TV show, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, but basically the exact same time
as Pokemon. I wasn't even born then. How am I supposed to know what that was?
At the exact same time as Pokemon,
pretty much.
Digimon came out. It was just a cheap knockoff.
It was, basically.
It had a good theme tune. Do you remember the theme?
Yeah, Digimon Some monsters, Digimon are the champions.
Get out of here.
you don't look happy.
So a Digimon is a digital monster?
Yeah.
And a Pokemon is what?
A pocket monster.
Well, I've got one of those. So I've been told. You're not... It doesn't tell you the time.
Can if you put a watch on it.
Yeah.
I can't even talk now.
No. What are you going to finish on?
Well, a F1 driver is in the new Call of Duty game, and I'm not really sure why. Lewis Hamilton,
yeah,
F1 world champion, is in the new Call of Duty game in Infinite Warfare as an engineer on board the abandoned ship Retribution, which is kind of the main theme of the game.
Is he in charge of changing the tyres?
I think so. I'd have liked to have been in that meeting where they went, okay, so we've had Kevin Spacey, who can we get now? Can we get, you know, Tom Hardy? Oh, no. Arnold Schwarzenegger? No. Sylvester Stallone? No. I know. Let's get that guy who drives a really fast car. That hipster bloke. There you go. Lewis Hamilton. So, yeah, Lewis Hamilton is in the new Call of Duty game. And from the sounds of it, kind of like the story-wise, the game is released on November the 4th, features Retribution, which is a spaceship of the United Nations Space Alliance. And it sounds like a Halo ripoff. Ooh. If you're a gamer nerd, literally, which I am.
We were spotting that, Dan, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. We started on Football Champion Man, and now we've gone, whatever that was. Good. All right.
Duty.
Yeah, that, with Lewis Hamilton in it. All right, good. Dan, thank you very much. Indeed, that was Dan running through Geeky Gadgety stuff, and I think we can all agree it was Geeky Gadgety stuff, and we all feel much enriched for it. Dan, thank you. In the next half an hour of the programme, then, I dare say there'll be a diversity paper review. There'll be the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. Showbiz with Reese on the programme today as well. Reese will be here. He's a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, and he will be going through it before the afternoon is out. And don't forget today's edition of Paul Rossmaster in around an hour and a bit's time. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Thursday one. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
MPs have accused Sir Philip Green of asset stripping BHS and running away from his responsibilities to its staff. They've been debating the tycoon's role in the collapse of the retailer and whether he should lose his knighthood. Labour MP Frank Field led a committee of MPs who produced a highly critical report of the businessman. He fears for employees of the Arcadia Group, of which Sir Philip is a chairman.
I think many of the workers in Arcadia must feel that they may stand ready to be pushed into the same hole that the BHS pensioners and workers were pushed.
Sir Philip says his family put more money into the business than it took out. Donald Trump's refused to commit to accepting the result of next month's US presidential election. His rival Hillary Clinton, who leads him in the polls, called him the most dangerous White House candidate in modern history during a TV debate last night. A US businessman has admitted murdering a British woman in a hotel room in Cardiff. Nadina Burris was strangled by 44-year-old Sami Omari on New Year's Eve 2014. European Council President Donald Tusk says Theresa May is not entering the lion's den as she meets fellow EU leaders. Heads of government are in Brussels and will talk about the UK leaving the union as well as the situation in Syria. A planned strike on Southern Railway next month has been suspended for a day after a request from the British Legion. Members of the RMT union were due to walk out in a dispute over changes to the role of conductors on November the 3rd. And Radiohead have confirmed rumours they'll headline...
Confirmed it!
Next year's Glastonbury Festival.
There was rumours this morning because somebody put their logo in a crop circle form in front of the pyramid stage.
Yes, that's
didn't
right,
they?
Yeah.
And they've confirmed it.
That's right, and they're the first big act to be announced. So they're going to top the bill on the Pyramid Stage on June the 23rd. Mm. The weather, most places dry and fine. Some showers in the east of England still, and as well as the far northwest. Highs 14 degrees. There's
quite,
more in half an hour.
Boring Radiohead, though, aren't they?
Well, do you know what? I actually love their album, The Bends.
That's the best. Yeah, that's yeah. A good. But the rest of it, not really.
Well, I haven't really bothered to pay much attention to the rest of it, to be honest.
It's all a bit noodly.
Well, I know how much you dislike it, because when that man with long hair comes in and plays that kind of stuff, you're always like, nah.
That's a good summing up of the entire... What man with long hair?
I can't remember his name.
Who, what are you talking about?
The man who does the music on your show, one of the Work Experience pundits.
Oh, okay, yeah.
With their long hair and the music.
With the long hair and the music, yeah. Michael.
Michael. Mm. Never been introduced.
Okay. Update, by the way, there's still no offer. I know you were looking to be... how should I put this, entertained by one of the listeners, but still no word on this is, if you just joined us, this was a text we got in saying, John, if you read this text out, I will do a Madonna on all of the Talk Radio and Talk Sport presenters, except Alan Brazil, Paul Ross, and the two mics. I'm not stupid. That's from Mr. OPN Fly, who wrote in. And you were suggesting that you weren't included in that, but he hasn't said whether or not... you are. I mean, by default, you weren't listed as one of the exclusions. So yeah, we can only assume...
But I'm not really a presenter. Although some people say I'm a news presenter, so does that count?
Well, what would you call yourself?
I wouldn't call myself a news presenter.
No, I don't think I would either.
That's not very nice. I've got some great news coming up for you right now.
I know we've got bonus animal news, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll take it after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Lovely Penny Smith there. Now, it's Victoria's bonus news. The reason is simple. What happened is a couple of weeks ago, we got informed. We didn't. We just found out on air that Victoria's bulletins were shorter than they used to be. It used to be 3 minutes. Now they're 2 minutes. Victoria still gets paid the same money. No, she gets paid more money for doing less.
It's just a timing thing.
Yeah.
With the more money bit. Yeah. Mm. I'm yet to see that reflected in my wages, by the way.
Are you? When does it kick in?
Well, I would have thought it would have kicked in this month, yeah, but I think payroll haven't bothered to do their jobs so and they've put included in my
payslip.
Sounds
like an off-air conversation.
I mentioned to Denny, our boss, about your pay rise yesterday.
Oh, what did you say?
He genuinely went, why has she got that?
Oh, that's not very nice.
Oh, just telling you.
Anyway,
this is the reason.
Again, another off-air conversation.
This is where Victoria earns the big bucks. Victoria earns the big bucks. Big bucks. Victoria earns the big bucks because it's her bonus news today. It's her favourite animal news:
gorilla
and duck news.
So, starting off, I have an update from last week's Animal News special. So, why are you laughing?
It's an update. It's funny.
It's a good update. So, today it's been revealed that Kimbuka, the gorilla who escaped from his enclosure at London Zoo Thursday, went on a blackcurrant squash binge. The zoo's director says the 29-stone silverback's bid for freedom was opportunistic as he went through two unlocked doors to hide in the keeper's area.
Just jump in there. This is bonus news. You did this news story. You read that earlier. That's not bonus news. That's the same news.
Well, you wait.
Oh, right.
So... Well, it's because it's a genuine news story, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a different take on it.
The gorilla, binged on blackcurrant.
Yeah, five litres of undiluted blackcurrant squash.
It's sort of like the Madonna of the animal kingdom, given what she's promised.
I don't think that's fair.
No, you're right, that would be more than 5 litres if she went through that.
So, as a little reminder, it prompted a discussion on the best way to treat primates. And you, John Holmes, had some guidance on how to welcome a gorilla, should you need to.
Well, hang on a minute. That's not bonus news either, because you did this same stuff. You did that last week.
It's just a little reminder, though, because I like the sound effects.
That is how you... do you like it when I grunt like that?
Yes.
You could cut the tension in here with a knife now.
So anyway, because this is a very serious story, Sky reporter Enda Brady's been looking into it.
Yes.
And he says that Kimbuka was tranquilised and returned safely last week.
The zookeeper backed off, spoke very calmly to him. Apparently they have a close relationship and the zookeeper realised he needed to get out of there very quickly, so he did. And the gorilla simply sat down, drank the squash, and then they realised they needed to sedate him. So a tranquilizer gun was found.
I mean, if you give a kid 5 litres of blackcurrant squash, they'll go mad. So yeah, they probably had to tranquilise it.
I had to go to my child's my cousin's children's birthday party a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we got bored, so...
you tranquilised the child?
No, me and my mate started making the kids do shots of undiluted squash.
That's abuse, though.
What effect
did
that
have? Didn't make them do it. We were like, shots, it's a party.
You just said you made them do it.
You did say that, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I did. We didn't make them do it.
Sounds like you did.
It's the wrong choice of phrase.
Child news!
So, I've still got more.
Oh, go on then.
Do you want to keep the background noise?
Oh, fine, yeah, all right. Go on then.
So,
hang on, play the jingle again, Chloe.
Gorilla!
And duck news.
So there were people stuck in the zoo and they were told to hide out in a cafe because they were worried about what might happen with this gorilla on the loose. So let's hear from Sasha Norris, who's a zoologist.
It's also interesting that, of course, instead of sort of rampaging around and harming anyone, what did he do? He went and drank some squash, which is what you typically expect an animal that's escaped from his enclosure to be very food-driven and interested in exploring what options are out there.
Again, this isn't bonus. You played that earlier in the news.
Bonus. Okay, fine. I'll go on to the duck part.
Duck news.
Gorilla!
And duck news.
And duck news.
Duck news.
So, and a rather unusual solution's been found for a woman who's nervous of flying. She's got an emotional support duck. The duck has a name. Here's a picture, not that listeners will be able to see. Daniel Tuducken Stinkerbutt. And the little duck wears shoes... little red shoes, as well as a nappy, not to make any mess. And his owner has him in a little pram, and it just calms her nerves when she's on the flight. Apparently, fellow passengers could see her kissing the duck.
That would not calm me on a flight
at
all.
If I saw a woman kissing a duck, I hope it's not Madonna. Imagine what she'd do to it. If I saw that on a flight, I wouldn't be calm either.
I'd press the button that calls someone over.
There's a woman sitting here kissing a duck. Is that right?
I think the duck, at one point... from what I can make out, had its own seat. Which could be expensive.
Well, it would... I mean, I was going to say, can you even take a duck on a flight? Clearly you can.
Yeah.
But I suppose you have to buy a seat for it, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet the...
I wonder if you were going to do exactly what I was going to say.
I bet the... were you going to do the one about the bill?
Oh, no,
oh,
no.
Which one were you gonna
do? I was going to do, like, chicken or duck.
Yeah.
Chicken or duck.
No, I was going to say you take a duck on a plane, but you have to pay the bill.
It's
like a duck joke. I was gonna.
There's also the duck wears shoes.
Yeah,
it could be a shoe bomber, a terrorist duck.
Does the duck have to take its shoes off when it goes through security, like we do?
I'm not aware of the procedure.
And it's nappy.
A Captain America nappy, apparently. The duck was bought at a yard sale 4 years ago.
And there it was. That was
duck news.
Yes. Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome.
Good. That was Victoria's bonus news. You are listening to Talk Radio, Diversity Pay-Per-View on the way.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Join us tomorrow for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Tomorrow from 7 on Channel 4.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Normal conditions apply.
I am an egg in your fridge.
You could have me for dinner. Beat me with a fork and have some kind of egg thing. Or have something you're really in the mood for, like sweet and sour pork. And save me for breakfast.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
We're hearing reports of an accident in Bristol, the M32 coming out of the city between Junction 1 for Hambrook and the M4 Junction 19, although traffic is currently coping well. In South Yorkshire, the M180 eastbound exit slip road is closed at Junction 1 for Thorn due to recovery work after an earlier accident. In Warwickshire, the M6 southbound, there's one lane closed and heavy traffic due to multi-vehicle accident between Junction 1 for Rugby and the M1 Junction 19, the Catthorpe interchange. I'm Paul Jenkins.
How does the Jaguar XE give you life with more roar? Is it the feeling of command you get from its responsive Ingenium engine? Is it being surrounded by its lightweight aluminium architecture?
Is it the long-distance fuel economy, up to 75 miles per gallon?
Is it the sports car
agility
from the double wishbone suspension? Is it the feeling of driving the Auto Express Best Compact Executive Car 2016? Or is it the silence? When you tell people it's only £259 a month. Experience life with more roar from only £259 a month plus VAT on business contract hire. Search Jaguar XE. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Initial rental £1,554 plus VAT at 20%. 36-month Jaguar contract hire. Offer ends 31st of December. 10,000 miles per annum. Mileage and return conditions apply. MPG based on test conditions and may vary. Visit jaguar.co.uk for more details.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. We're about to go through the papers for the diversity paper review, but just even leafing through them slightly there, what I've noticed is that the news is very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, you see this?
Yeah.
See what I've got here? It's a stress ball.
Yes.
I just open a newspaper,
yep,
and I so can't get my head around it. I just need to...
Okay, so the news is complicated. Cornelius can't get his head around it, and I know lots of you can't either, which is why we're here to help, because we like to analyse the in-depth stories here on Talk Radio in the afternoons by breaking them down into their component parts, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Woman mistakes an e-cigarette for eye drops. She's an idiot.
The news in haiku. As you will know, if you're a regular listener, we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting. For we are home to the Diversity Paper Review. Each day, the papers are gone through and analysed by a different diversity. Today, Matt's back. Hello, Matt.
Good afternoon,
Reminders
John.
Reminders of your diversity.
I'm Jewish.
That's right, you are.
I am.
And what have you got? Oh, breaking news, I know you've got. Literally
huge.
Breaking. Not even in the papers. This is ahead of papers. But we've got breaking news. MPs have voted in favour of stripping Philip Green of his knighthood.
Yes.
And the instruction from now on, we have to just call him Phil.
Phil, yeah. It's just Phil.
Phil.
Greeno.
Yeah. So this is, of course, after the BHS scandal. So that's breaking news for you. Victoria will have more of that, I imagine, in the news at 3 o'clock. Mm. Where are we going in the papers?
We're going to go all over the world.
Excellent.
We're going to start with currency in this country, though.
What paper are we looking in?
Well, as always, I get my news from the best sources in the country. It's either The Sun, The Daily Star, or The Mirror.
Yes.
One of the three.
Okay.
This one's from The Sun.
Right.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Have you got a new £5 note?
No.
No, but you've seen them. Cornelius.
I've had three so far.
Someone's doing well for themselves.
Yeah. Just showing off. I thought Victoria was the one with the pay rise. Turns out not.
Yeah, so these new £5 notes, people are going crazy for them. And one American, Jesse McClure, who some of you might know for Storage Hunters, the Dave Show, basically they find big bins of storage that no one wants anymore. They bid on them and then they sell the items. It's quite good. It's quite addictive, trashy TV. Anyway, he found a £5 note, which he paid £1,200 for.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you saw the news this week about inflation.
Yes.
That went up by 1%.
Yes.
Not quite as much as that, but he bought it for £1,200 and he said it's a great investment because he's already been offered £7,000 for it. People are going crazy for these £5 notes. His one, apparently, is very rare. It's got the serial number AA01, as well as some other numbers.
Oh, so that's what's really made it valuable, not the fact that it's quite easy to get hold of.
No.
£5 note.
Yeah, well, I've only come into, I think, one of these new £5 notes, but they're quite nice.
Right, I haven't had one at all.
They're
I mean, I'm a presenter, only dealing 50s.
Obviously. Obviously.
No, I literally haven't. I haven't seen that one of those.
No, they're quite nice, though. They're very shiny. They have Winston Churchill on. But people really want them, and you can buy them on eBay for thousands of pounds.
Well, that's stupid.
I don't know how long it's going to last for, though.
No.
I wouldn't be investing in...
Wouldn't want to risk that.
No.
I mean, that is a risky investment, isn't it?
It is very risky.
It's got to pay £7,000 for a £5 note. Mm. A week later, it's worth £5 because it's a £5 note. Yeah,
exactly. But people are going crazy for them. People really want them. And you can buy them online if you want to. Or just go to a cash ATM dispenser.
Yeah. They don't give out £5 notes anymore, though, do they?
Rare ones do, but yes.
Because you try that, don't you? You go, I'd need a fiver because I've got to go to the... And it won't.
Well, you've got to get £10.
Yeah, and often they say, no, you have it 20s, multiples of 20.
I know.
And I go, literally haven't got £20 in there. So what are you going to... Just give me what you can.
Yeah, whatever I'm due. But yeah, so that's going on. People going crazy for £5 notes. A bit weird, really.
Yep.
Don't know why. But another story I found in the papers. This is actually from the Islington Gazette.
We're going to be hitting the dizzy heights today.
Yeah, really are. Really top-notch news. Do you like avocado?
It's a trendy superfood.
I know. Yeah. But I know that from the north where you are, they don't really eat. They just have mushy peas.
In the Midlands, where I'm from, you're absolutely right. Our avocado is very much a lump of mushy peas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Birmingham avocado. That's what that is.
Guacamole must be delicious.
The reason we don't eat avocado in the Midlands is because if you say it in the Midlands accent, it sounds stupid.
How does it sound?
Avocado. Right, sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? All right, I'm just going down there to have an avocado. See, it's a bit, you know. Whereas mushy peas sounds all right.
Sounds right, yeah, it does sound right.
See, I'm right, am I? Yeah. Which would you like with your chips? Would you like avocado or would you like mushy peas? Mushy peas, please.
You're always going to go mushy peas. Yeah. But down here in the south, we go for avocado. And in Holloway Road, there's a chicken shop that is selling avocado fries in the hope that it will stop crime happening.
Because you're going to have to elaborate on that.
Well, I think their thinking behind it is that we're going to advertise to a different market of people.
Avocado time.
Avocado people. You know, so I eat avocado.
Yes, you look like you do.
I do eat. I love avocado. Yeah. And my friends all eat avocado.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you have avocado eating parties around North Islington, round your way?
North Islington. No, don't live in North Islington.
I don't know.
But Northwest London. You know where it is. It's anywhere between Radler and kind of Hampstead. That's kind of the preliminary area.
Yeah. Do you have avocado eating parties?
You know, you get a bit of granary toast. You mash up the avocado.
Yeah.
Sunday morning brunch.
Yeah.
And you pay £8.50 for it.
Yes, you do.
And
yeah.
For a £5 cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you round your way with your trendy media friends, Matt, don't have a bit of granary toast with some avocado mashed on it and pay £7,000 for it, like the £5 note. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't all swap avocado on eBay.
That's a Monday night for me. That's all we're doing.
Why is it fighting crime?
Because it's bringing in a different group of people. Before, they were trying to get an alcohol license, and they were selling kind of mushy peas and chips.
Mushy peas, chips.
And staff were getting attacked, and people were coming along, and it wasn't an enjoyable experience. Right. Nobody would work there. So they've kind of rebranded.
They've gentrified it, is what they've done, haven't they?
Yeah. In the hope that it will attract different people, and crime will no longer happen, and people will enjoy their deep-fried avocado.
I see. So avocado is the answer to all crime, if we follow the logic.
In theory, yes. That and quinoa.
Yeah. Well, you know how they... it was a while ago now, but there was a... I don't know whether they still do it, but there was sort of a movement or a campaign to have sound-emitting boxes on lampposts that worked at a high frequency that only teenagers could hear. And the idea was, do you remember this? It would disperse teenagers and stop them hanging around in large, threatening-style groups. And these noises would... Because the hearing range of a teenager is obviously... Because the hearing hasn't deteriorated like, yours or mine.
Yeah.
Well, mine, yes. So they can hear this loud noise, but it doesn't bother anyone else. That was the idea. But I'm wondering if now, if you just sort of sellotape avocado to lampposts, it will disperse ruffians.
Ruffians.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah. They wouldn't know what it is. They'd get very confused.
Sort of a bit of quinoa. So, they're all hanging around being ruffian-like. Yeah. And there is there's an avocado sellotaped to a lamppost. Off they go.
I mean,
either that or people would mistake it for somebody who died in a car crash there. And
their favourite food was...
Don't many people sellotape flowers, don't they, to a lamppost?
Or a cuddly bear.
Yeah, or a cuddly bear, that's right. And this is what they would have wanted.
It's
what they would have wanted. But no, but if you die...
What would I like, shout to my lamppost?
In a car crash. Yeah. I'm promising you this, Matt, right? I will go to the scene of your demise, and I will sellotape your avocado food to the lamppost in memory of you.
Thank you. I know for a fact my mum is listening, so she will ensure that you follow up on this.
I will.
I believe you.
I will. What's her name?
Erica.
Erica. Hi, Erica.
Yeah.
If Matt dies in a horrible car crash, I will sellotape an avocado to the lamppost next to where it happened.
Yeah, we'll do an OB from there.
Yeah. There, you see?
That's horrible.
It's a nice gesture. And I'll do that for you.
I do appreciate the gesture.
I know.
Can we talk about robots and Stephen Hawking instead?
Yes, please.
I went to the same school as Stephen Hawking.
Did you?
Not at the same time.
Okay.
I know. But he did come and do a lecture.
What school was that?
St Albans.
Oh, right.
I went really far north.
Yeah,
school.
You did, didn't you?
Really far north.
you don't go anywhere other than there and here, do you?
I once went to Burnley.
Oh, you told me that, yeah.
And I went, and I like Leeds. Leeds is nice.
I was in Leeds last night.
I know. Yeah, it's a great city.
Just saying.
Yeah. But Stephen Hawking didn't understand a word he was on about when he talked about physics. But he's come out and said that robots and artificial intelligence, they're the worst thing to happen to mankind.
Now, he's said this before, hasn't he? What's his latest take on it, then? Why is he... What's wrong with artificial intelligence?
Well, he says AI...
Yes.
They could develop powerful autonomous weapons or new ways for the few to oppress the many. It's like that Will Smith film, AI. They're going to take over the world, he reckons. He says, I believe there is no...
Will Smith in AI? Are you thinking of iRobot?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Okay.
What was AI?
AI, that was Jude Law, I think.
I don't know.
Steven Spielberg.
I don't watch TV.
No.
Or films.
Or read the news, particularly, it turns out.
Listen to
the
radio.
You're just too busy there mashing avocado into your toast.
Quinoa, granary rose.
Like some kind of ponce.
Thank you. I'm just growing a beard now just to make sure I blend in. Haven't shaved for at least 4 days. Robot's going to take over the world. They're going to take your job.
Yeah.
They're going to take my job.
Yeah.
And that'll be it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we just arm ourselves with avocado.
Just avocados. You know,
just... And use that in the war against the machines. I mean, if it's going to work to solve crime, as you suggest, then I don't see why it can't work for robots.
True. But the issue with avocados is there's a very select few days where they're prime, optimum, like eating ripeness.
Optimum prime. That's a robot.
That's a robot. He's going to turn on us. Yeah.
So you've got to time. So the assault from the robots has to be timed perfectly with the ripening of an avocado.
Yeah, in kind of a 3-day period.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I hope there aren't any robots listening to this, because now they'll see the weakness in our plan. Mm. You see, because how we...
they'll wait an extra few days.
They'll wait a few days, and we'll go, get the avocado, the robots are coming, get the avocado. Oh, they've gone,
Or they'll do it in December, January time, when avocado just can't be bought in the shops.
Bloody art. This is what happens when you mess with artificial intelligence.
I know. They're smarter than us.
Thanks, Matt.
Sorry.
Right, that's it. That's it, really. Right, yeah, fine. If I'm honest. Yeah, okay. And but I'll hold my promise, Erica. If you're listening still, if Matt, your son, do you have siblings?
Yes, I have a sister.
Have you? Right. What's her name?
Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. If you're listening as well,
she
Erica.
Won't be.
She won't be. She's not. All right. Well, I am willing, Erica, and do tell Sophia of this because of your little ceremony. If Matt dies horribly, I will sellotape an avocado to a lamppost at the scene of the accident.
I feel like I should reciprocate. Is there a particular... I'll do some mushy peas.
Mushy peas would be great. If you could just... You could sellotape mushy peas to a lamppost. I don't see why not.
I'd get like a frozen pack.
Yeah. That's not mushy then, is it? That's frozen. I want mushy.
You want?
You're not listening. Do you hate me that much? You won't even sellotape mushy peas to a lamppost.
But they,
in the event of my death, Matt,
they'd have to be in Tupperware or something. An avocado you can physically stick to.
Yeah, I think you could get a clump of mushy peas.
Yeah,
mushy peas. But you have to do me the honour of going to Birmingham to ask them.
I have to get them from Birmingham.
Yeah.
That's not all right. It's quite far north.
And you have to say mushy peas.
Mushy peas. Is there a particular shop? Is there like a? Is there a delicatessen in Birmingham that I must visit?
I tell you, there was near my parents' house. It's not even Birmingham. It's Nuneaton. Yeah, exactly.
Don't even know where that is.
It's about 20 miles from Birmingham. Anyway, so they live there. But now down not far away. Mm-hmm. There is genuinely a shop. This is where you have to go.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. It sells one food commodity and one food commodity only.
Mushy peas.
Well, close. It is a faggot and pea batch.
That's all they sell.
That's it.
Yeah. How do they make any money?
So already the word batch is Midland, so that's
brilliant.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
So that's a role to you, right? But it's what they do. They just put a faggot in. Let's get a, you know, one of the meat drenched gravy. They are delicious.
I've never had one.
They're nice. Put it in a roll and then dump some mushy peas on it and give it you in a bag, and that is delicious, high end food where I come from.
Okay, next time I'm not eating,
go there. If
okay.
I die. Buy a faggot and pig batch from down near Attleboro and sellotape it to a lamppost.
You might die before me, so chances are I'll be doing that.
Yeah. Excellent.
Marvellous. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. That was Matt. He had the diversity paper review. Why not get in touch and tell us what you'd like sellotaped to a lamppost in the event of your death? 87222. It's not a message with the word. At Talk Radio on Twitter. It's not a message with any word you like. We'll do the big debate next. It's coming up to 3:00. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Thinking about care for an elderly loved one is never easy, but getting the right advice and support can be. Bupa's Elderly Care Support Line is here to answer any questions you might have. From paying for care to finding care homes in your local area, our advice is free and available to everyone. You don't even have to be a Bupa customer. So call Bupa's Elderly Care Support Line today on 0800 52 00052 or search Bupa Elderly Care online.
My name is Alex.
I'm John.
My name's Moses.
The jungle doesn't care who you are.
I'm a banker.
I work as a builder.
I have a criminal record.
Or what you've done.
This environment is brutal, hostile.
Game down!
It will chew you up and spit you out.
25 ordinary men discover what SAS selection really takes.
All of you, up, up, up!
Welcome to the jungle.
Some of us are that close to passing out.
SAS Who Dares Wins continues Monday at 9 on Channel 4.
Come on.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yeah, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
So, you're all ready to go?
Great.
Can you let me out, please?
Did you just hear that?
Oh, don't worry, that's just Steve giving your Duke's bootlock one final check, Mr. Thorough. Bless him.
Hello?
Because we know every nut and cranny of a Nissan, our understanding goes way beyond. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October, where you could drive away a used 14-plate Duke from £10,995. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
It's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. I'm Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MPs want Green to lose his knighthood. Man admits Cardiff hotel room murder. And the first Glasto headliner is announced.
Talk Radio.
MPs have backed an amendment for Sir Philip Green to be stripped of his knighthood over the collapse of BHS. They don't think the businessman who's the head of the Arcadia Group deserves the honour. Labour MP Frank Field, who led a committee of MPs who produced a highly critical report of Sir Philip, has accused the billionaire of failing to fill the collapse company's £571 million pension black hole.
There's nothing that the committee could find or evidence that was presented to the committee which shows that Sir Philip Green was king of the high street. He was and is a very successful traditional asset stripper.
A US businessman has admitted murdering a 28-year-old British woman in Cardiff Bay after meeting her on a dating site 2 years before. Sami Almari strangled Nadine Aburis on New Year's Eve in 2014. The 44-year-old changed his plea after initially denying murder and admitting manslaughter, saying he killed his victim after hearing the voice of God. He'll be sentenced next month. Hillary Clinton says it's horrifying that Donald Trump's refused to say whether he'll accept the result of the US presidential election. Following the final TV debate ahead of next month's vote, several polls claim the Democrat nominee came out on top. Former Premier League manager Harry Redknapp says his wife is recovering after he reportedly ran her over with his Range Rover. Witnesses described seeing him drive off with her coat trapped in the door. After returning from the hospital to see Sandra, the 69-year-old called it a freak accident. And it's been confirmed that Radiohead will be one of the headliners at next year's Glasgow. The band, who released their ninth album, A Moon-Shaped Pool, in May, last played on the festival's Pyramid Stage back in 2003. They're the first act to be confirmed for the festival, which will take place in June next year.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, John. You're sounding really energetic.
Why? What?
That's sarcastic. You don't sound energetic.
I'm tired. But it's fine.
You can tell.
I'm all right. It's fine.
Are you?
What?
All right.
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You didn't know what time it was.
I'm a little bit hungover, that's all.
Oh, that explains it.
I had to go to the Radio Industry Awards last night in Leeds.
Yes. Victoria.
And so it was quite a late one, shall we say.
Oh.
I had to present an award, which I did.
Did you enjoy that?
I did very much enjoy it. It's very nice, actually. It was Sarah Cox was presenting it.
Mm-hmm.
She was lovely.
Good.
She always is.
Yeah.
It was very nice, yeah. Kaiser Chiefs played live.
Uh-huh.
Quite like that. Ricky Wilson didn't wear a girl's leather jacket like he normally does. it was fine, yeah. Thanks for inquiring after my
Your well-being. I was just worried.
Don't worry, it's absolutely fine.
Okay, good. Now for the weather. Most places dry and fine. Some showers will continue in the east of England and the far northwest. Highs of 14 degrees.
Thank you very much. And now, Ben's got the sport. Pre-recorded sport. Recorded live in front of a studio audience.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino has confirmed that Harry Kane has returned to training. The England striker has been out of action since damaging his ankle ligaments in the 1-0 win against Sunderland just over a month ago. Whilst he's optimistic, Pochettino says Kane is still far from match fit.
It's difficult because it's how we react to Sunderland every day. Today we are happy because it's going very well, but We'll see what happens. As soon as possible, we have the confirmation and be available.
On to tonight's action, Manchester United can make it 6 games unbeaten in all competitions when they face Fenerbahce in the Europa League. Southampton, meanwhile, are unbeaten in 7 games, whereas tonight's opponents, Inter Milan, have lost their last 3. Finally, England's cricketers ended day one of the first test against Bangladesh on 258 for 7. They'll be relatively happy with that, having been 21-3 at one stage. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live in front of a studio audience. Listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Just said that.
Talk Radio.
This is your life. This is your life. And it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we
again.
John Holmes.
Yes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you.
Radio.
Right, let's head into the final hour of this, your afternoon show on Talk Radio. Don't forget, before 4 o'clock, after we learned that last week's escaped gorilla drank 5 litres, that's 9 pints, of undiluted blackcurrant squash while it was on the run, we've teamed up, this afternoon we've teamed up with our friends at Blackcurrant Squash, and thanks to them, we are giving away a gorilla. If you would like a gorilla, all you have to do is text the word gorilla to this number, 0207 449 6200. That's London Zoo's number. And ask for your free gorilla. It's the great gorilla giveaway on Talk Radio with our good friends. We've teamed up with them at Blackcurrant Squash.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, it's time for the big debate. So on the front pages of all the papers this morning, and I think this is right, Harry Redknapp's wife's foot got caught in the Mars lander. She's all right. Dragged her a bit across the red planet, and she went to hospital, but she's all right now. And then Lily Allen has now apologised for that happening. And apparently the escaped Mars lander sent a picture back to Earth showing it drinking 5 litres of blackcurrant squash as well. That's Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he won't commit to accept Harry Redknapp or Harry Redknapp's wife's foot or the Mars lander or blackcurrant squash. He's saying it's all rigged and is simply smoke and mirrors. That's the main headlines dealt with. But hearing me say the word smoke and mirrors there, quoting Donald Trump as I am, on the telephone line now, having called in, hearing the smoke part of that said out loud, is Hansel. Good afternoon, Hansel.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you heard me say the word smoke there. It was quoting Donald Trump, but you're so angry that I said the word smoke on the radio that you were moved to callers. What's your problem with smoke?
Well, you're right. Angry doesn't cover it. Well, in fact, it does. I'm very angry.
Right.
I'm part of the anti-smoke lobby.
Yes.
And I can't be dealing with smoke of any kind.
Now, this isn't. Let's be clear. This isn't anything to do with smoking per se. This is.
Oh no, I love smoking.
Right. So it's just. So it's smoke generally, wherever and in whatever form it appears.
In any form, smoke gets in your eyes,
yep.
Smoke on the water, yep. Even smoky bacon crisps. Can't stand them.
Can't stand the smoky bacon crisps. Well, let's look, stay on the line for me, because I've got Jeff on the other line. He's called in, having heard you say that, and Jeff wants to take up a contrary position. Is that right, Jeff?
That's right, John. How are you?
What?
How are you? Are you all right,
I'm very good. Thank you for asking. I'm fine, yes. That's very good of
George,
you. Very good of you to ask.
I love smoke, I can't get enough of it. I really can't.
And again, let's be clear, this is any kind of smoke, right?
Yeah, any really, yeah. I mean, what I'll do is sometimes, I like to fill my room with it, just really get the smoke flowing.
Yeah, and do you have a smoke machine to do that, or do you set fire to something in the corner?
No, I either leave the grill on, or, because I live in Skegness, if the pier's on fire, I'll just open the window.
Yeah, fair enough. Hansel, you're listening to that. Jeff's very much in favour of smoke. Can't get enough, it fills his room with it.
Well, I think there's some really dangerous implications here, John, because, as you know, there's no smoke without fire. And
oh, so you want to ban fire as well now?
Well,
you call in here.
Yes.
You know, angry about smoke, but now already you want to see the end of fire.
Well, the principal problem is Donald Trump.
Right.
As you know, he used to say you're fired, smoke comes from the fire.
Yeah.
So I think your colleague is a Republican.
Right. Jeff, he's calling you a Republican.
Well, I'm not any kind of, Republican or anything like that.
Republican.
Republican. I don't care about Republican. I mean, I don't care about Trump's or anything like that.
No.
And all I care about is... excuse me. All I care... I apologise. All I care about is the smoke.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, you look at that, fog and what's the other one? Cotton wool. No, cloud. You look at fog and cloud,
yes.
Right? They're frauds. Because at least with smoke, you can taste it and you know it's there.
He's got a good point as well. Again, Hansel, I mean, you can taste smoke and you can't taste a cloud. You can't argue with that, can you?
Well, I can argue. I think.
I think you should argue with it.
He mentioned the fogging cloud. Is that what he called it? The fogging cloud.
That's what he called it.
Well, I don't personally have any jip or gripe with the fogging cloud.
No.
In fact, I've never been missed off. The mist coming off is no problem for me. It's just smoke.
Well, look. Let me ask you this question now. They've been doing trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you're aware of this, but in Sweden, and what they're doing in Sweden.
Republican.
Is they're getting rid of the smoke and they're using all the chimneys in Sweden have been taken off buildings now, laid end to end to form a giant chimney tunnel. And what's happening is the smoke is being sent down the chimney tunnel that's lying on the ground, and the end of that chimney tunnel, the end of the chimney is over the border of the neighbouring country, and all the smoke now goes out of Sweden and into that neighbouring country. And that's how Sweden are dealing with it. Now, it's the smoke isn't going, Jeff. It's still there, but it's contained within the chimney tunnel. And I wonder where you stand on that as an idea.
Well, I'd stand inside it, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to... That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Would you go... I mean, this is... This is what some people are doing. They're going over the border to the end of the chimney and just sucking down the smoke over the border. And that's something you would be happy to do.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'd love that. If that's offered as a prize,
yeah,
I will take it.
Yeah. We're getting breaking news, by the way. Madonna has got involved in this. She said that she will happily, how should I put this, entertain anyone who knocks down a chimney. That's what Madonna has said this afternoon. And she said she'd put her mouth around the end of a chimney.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, Hansel, let me bring you back in here, because you don't want any form of smoke. You mentioned smoky bacon crisps, of course.
Disgusting.
But Smokey and the Bandit, I mean, that's a good film, isn't it? But in your hands, that film would be banned.
Absolutely. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles as well.
Yeah.
Anything, like I said, Smoke on the Water, anything I'm not a fan of. But I'd just like to go back to Madonna. As you said, she's stick her mouth over a chimney and suck it up.
Yeah.
As would your guess.
Yeah.
What about if the chimneys got out of Sweden and then went mad on some blackcurrant based drink? What would we do there?
Well, anarchy. I mean, no, you're right. I mean, to be fair to you, there have been incidences of escaped chimneys in Sweden. And several people were killed, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, obviously. But the problem is that an escaped chimney isn't dangerous per se. It's only dangerous if you provoke it, of course. And so, you know, that's the broad picture of that. You can't, you know, chimneys on. The problem is if the people, you know, go and see chimneys, don't they? And they, you know, often go and watch them being demolished and all that kind of stuff. And it, you know, it angers. The chimneys are peaceful.
Well, I think it's disgusting. They go and knock on the chimneys and they sing chim chim get off.
Chiroo. Jeff, come back in on this because yes. Well, just come back in on it.
I will. You mentioned about your people that watch the chimneys get demolished. Yeah, I find that heartbreaking.
Yeah,
I really do. It's like a kind of cruelty to chimneys or anything like that. If someone steps on a pipe, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
It's just ignorance.
It is ignorance, probably. Hansel, yeah. Isn't it? You're coming at this from a level of ignorance, Hansel. That's what Jeff's accusing you of, and I think most people listening will agree. I mean, you want to... You know, you want to ban smoke, you want to ban fire, you come on the radio and you with your attitude, and I think people have a right to not like you.
Well, that might be so, but yeah. I want to live in a world that's smoke-free. I don't want to live in a world of chimneys and Republicans or any sort of inhalation. I just shouldn't be around sucking anything up.
Just hang on. Just listen to this. Yeah. That's Smokey Robinson, isn't it? What does that make? How does that make you feel?
Disgusted. Yeah. Feel sick.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to go and put my head in some fresh air.
Yeah.
And breathe it in. Breathe the non-smoked air in. I mean,
did you?
Our poor friend. What's his name? Gretel. Gretchen. Gretchen.
Jeff. Jeff. Yeah. Did you breathe in that music then?
Oh, I breathed it in for every orifice. I absolutely adore Smokey Robinson.
Smokey Robinson.
And any other Smokey people like that.
Yes. Are there any others?
Think of jazz clubs. I've got to be, probably, yeah. Smokey Phillips, the guy who did that song in the, I don't know. But no, what do you think about it? November the 5th is coming up,
yes.
And this guy's trying to lobby this now? That's just ridiculously stupid.
Well, I've also just recently become a pastatarian, I think they call it, because I went to a restaurant and saw a piece of salmon that was smoked, and the poor fish was just choking its way through the meal. It was vile to watch, I've got to be honest, it was vile.
Theresa May said she's going to put a chimney in charge of historical sex abuse inquiries. That's because it transpires that humans are terrible at doing that. They've lost about 5 people. And she said in the Commons she's going to put a chimney in charge of that because there's no smoke without fire. That's just the latest bit of breaking news for you there. We're going to...
I think she should be sick.
Have to bring the debate to a close, and I know it will continue online. You will have an opinion if you think smoke should be banned. Do we still need smoke in post-Brexit Britain when we've got signposts and pigs? Do we still need smoke? Get in touch 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Jeff, could you please sum up the debate for us in one word?
Elastic.
Thank you. Hansel?
Smorgasbord.
Thank you very much. Get in touch. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Norfolk on the A11 southbound, that's partially blocked due to an accident involving a single vehicle at London Road for the Attleborough roundabout. In South Yorkshire, the A1M southbound, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident that's now been moved to the hard shoulder between junction 37 and 36 for Walmsworth Road. In the West Midlands, there's one lane blocked on the M6 southbound due to a broken down car at junction 9 for Wensbury. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Jamie, there's chocolate and jam all over the wall. What a wonderful composition. The use of fingers to smear the colours together adds an exciting energy to the piece. As for the childlike depiction of the chocolatey dragon and flames made of jam, simply superb.
Don't worry if you've got a mini Michelangelo. With Dulux Endurance, you can wash away the stain, not the paint. Great offers on Dulux Endurance ready-mixed colours in-store now.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off with the Brothers Gould at 7. Don't miss the radio show that always keeps it in the family with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
Then it's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Welcome. And I don't know whether you've noticed this, but the news is quite complicated. Have you noticed the news?
Oh, John.
It's really complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius. And we can help with that. And we do every single day.
Can you?
Yes. We analyse the big stories of the day and we drill right down into them. And when you do that, what do you end up with?
Japanese poetry, I imagine.
That's exactly right, as well. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Here's the news explained in haikus.
Madonna offers oral favours for Clinton. Weird gagging order.
News in haikus. A lot of your reactions coming into the big debate. Of course, we had Hansel called in because he was very much against the notion of smoke. Not smoking, just smoke in general. Whereas Jeff then called in and said he would happily walk along the inside of a chimney sucking up its contents. It's divided people, this, hasn't it, Cornelius? What's been coming in there?
Yes, John. John, I'm a chimney sweep. Without smoke, my job would be a lot easier, but I couldn't guarantee its future.
Yeah.
John, without smoke, how would they pick a new pope?
They just have to sort of point at people. Sort of,
yeah, like, but there's smoke involved in the process, isn't there?
Yeah, I know. Chimney. But without that, they'd have to just point.
But how would the media know that a new pope has been?
Flag, I'll say.
I'll get back to him on that.
Flag.
Flag. Flag. Cool, yeah, I'll send him a letter.
Let's do the showbiz with Rhys. Rhys. Works at TalkSport, he's got no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, and thus he is our showbiz reviewer. Rhys, you've brought the showbiz to the yard.
I have indeed.
What have you got today?
I should have brought the noise. Cheryl Fernandez-Vecini's marriage is over in 14 seconds.
Yes, can you... That's not her name now then, is it?
No, apparently she's keeping it for reasons been known only to herself.
Right.
I mean, she could have used one of her many other last names, like Tweedy, Cole...
Yes.
Simpson, McClure.
Why don't she use them all? Just hyphenate everything she's ever had.
I'm just trying to figure out what that'd be. Cheryl. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Something to that.
Does it... the reason she doesn't use Tweedy, of course, is that when she was Tweedy was when she violently punched a toilet attendant in the face.
Indeed, yeah.
Best way to punch anyone violently.
Yes.
I find.
But let's
most effective.
Let's not condone it. With a toilet attendant.
No, definitely not. But
you know,
should be doing that.
I just felt so, you didn't need to say the word violently.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's not my word, Cornelius. It's the word of the judge in the trial, who said she was a violent thug.
Uh-huh,
which
yes.
People do forget.
They do.
And
they
I
do.
Just think that we
amazingly
need reminding that Cheryl Cole had to do community service because she committed an assault.
She did indeed.
And let us not forget that.
Nation's sweetheart.
Yes. And now she's divorced in 14 seconds.
And now going out with and possibly pregnant by someone who looks like the work experience. But he's from One Direction, to be fair, and 23. Liam, is it?
Is it?
Liam Payne.
That's the one.
Right.
That's the one.
I didn't know she was going out with him.
Yeah, she's pregnant by a guy who's 10 years her junior. Fair play to him, like, but she's just been divorced from a French billionaire in 14 seconds, so
right.
Who wins? I don't think anybody does.
No one wins in showbiz.
No,
overall,
not.
Do they? No one.
Nope.
That's the point of it.
The people who robbed Kim Kardashian have got away with quite a lot.
That's true. They've won. Yeah, they have won.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there
any updates on that, by the way?
Yes, the police are suspicious as to how long they stayed in her flat. Apparently 49 minutes they were in there. I mean, they had guns. I mean, no one's going to sort of pop their head in and go, can you get on with this? We want to do room service. Do you know what I mean? Apparently they entered the property at 2:18 a.m. Before tying her up, throwing her in the bath, pointing shotguns.
And no one's found them?
No one's found them.
Has anyone looked in her bottom?
This is a very good point. We made this point last time.
Yeah, and but we suggested they do, and I just didn't know whether there was an update on the weather. Because the advice we gave was her bottom is a big bottom,
it is
by
indeed.
Her own admission. And I think you could hide a couple of people in that.
If she'd hid her jewellery in there, they weren't getting it out, were they? They'd have been searching for more than 49 minutes to get any jewellery out of there.
Yeah, they'd have to send like a Victorian chimney boy in.
Yes.
Into her anus in order to get the jewellery out.
Yes.
So I imagine that's where she keeps it now. But they should check for the criminals in case they are hiding out in her bottom.
Yeah.
But if they haven't, then, you know, that's their own fault.
But yeah, the conspiracy theory is that it was all staged for publicity because Kim Kardashian apparently isn't in the news enough.
No, well, that is true.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't talk about her every single week.
No.
Every single week.
Well, it's fine anyway. No one listens to this.
No, it's true.
So, what else do we have? We've got to go to the news in a minute, but very quickly we'll come back and do more. But what else? Where else are we going?
Holly Hagen from Geordie Shore is not happy with the producers because apparently they just stirred up trouble and didn't feed us a lot one day.
What's she? What is she?
She's from the Geordie Shore.
Holly. Is Geordie Shore a person?
No, it's a show. Or it was. I think it's still a show.
Is it?
Nobody really cares.
I think all the main ones have left it now.
They have, yeah. It's very sort of series 9, no one's there no more type thing. And
right.
She's on Twitter saying that the producers barely fed them on one occasion. Throwing shade at them, apparently.
Throwing shade. Yeah. And that's news, isn't it?
Yes.
Good. Just to be clear. Yeah.
Yep.
I want to be clear.
Apparently it's news.
Yeah.
Apparently it is.
What's her name again?
Holly Hagen. Right. Hagen. One of the two.
No, no.
No one's that bothered.
I don't know what that is.
Absolutely.
Stay with us, Reese.
I will indeed.
More showbiz analysis coming up from a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's Reese from TalkSport. Also, in the next half an hour, we will be playing a game of Paul Rossmaster. That's right. Somebody's patience and knowledge of Paul Ross, well and truly tested, before the afternoon is out. It's 3:30. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
MPs have voted to recommend Sir Philip Green be stripped of his knighthood following the collapse of BHS. They say the businessman doesn't deserve it after 11,000 workers lost their jobs and 22,000 other employees were hit by a huge black hole in the pension fund. But Sky's senior political correspondent Beth Rigby says the result isn't binding as MPs don't have the power to strip him of the honour.
The person that actually decides about whether to revoke a knighthood is Sir Jeremy Hayward, and he is the most senior civil servant in the country. He chairs the forfeiture committee, and it's that committee that decides whether to take the knighthood off him.
Sir Philip insists a highly critical report into his handling of the sale of BHS was biased. An American businessman has pleaded guilty to strangling a British woman to death that he'd met on a dating site. 44-year-old Sami Amari has admitted murdering 28-year-old Nadina Burris on New Year's Eve in 2014. A man will be sentenced next month. A man has been jailed after stealing a mobile phone from a teenager who'd been left dying in the street. The 31-year-old took it from Kevin Wilson after he'd been shot in the back in Liverpool last year. Thousands of gay men are to be pardoned under a move dubbed Turing's Law. The government's agreed to excuse those convicted under the now abolished homosexuality legislation, as it happened to World War II co-breaker Alan Turing in 2013. And British sitcom Benidorm is the latest TV series to get a US remake. American network Fox will set their version of the ITV show in Mexico, and according to the Hollywood Reporter, it will be called The Big Package and will feature a family from Boston who holiday in a third-rate resort. The weather, most places dry and chilly tonight. Showers will persist over parts of the eastern coast with lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be a fair few sunny spells but more showers in the east and southeast. Patchy rain in the northwest with highs of 13. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. It is Talk Radio that you're listening to, and we are mids to showbiz with Reese. We'll do it next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with Essential Debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:32 then, we are mid showbiz with Reese. We've talked Kardashian's arse. We have talked someone off of a Geordie thing. And what was the other one? Oh, Cheryl Violent Thug Cole.
Yep.
Tweedy Cole. Vicini.
Simpson McClure.
Yes.
There hasn't been a better one.
That's
whatever.
It. Yep. Where, what dazzling showbiz heights are we scaling next, Reese?
All the way to Madonna and her offer to orally pleasure everyone who doesn't vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Now, she said this last night.
Has she put this in writing, or...?
She said it on stage.
Uh-huh, okay.
Now, I've done the math, as she would be fond of saying. So let me run this by you. So that's the story. Madonna has said, as an incentive, voting incentive to America...
You say that, incentive?
That she will... entertain. Let's say hold a mouth party for anyone who doesn't vote for Trump. Right, that's what she said.
Was it anyone or all? Everybody.
Everybody who doesn't. But the here's the figures, because I've looked into this. Right.
Uh-huh.
So at the moment there are 218,959,000 American citizens that are eligible to vote. Rich.
Indeed. Yeah.
Of those, only 149,311,000 are registered at the moment to vote.
Uh-huh.
Now, Madonna, let's say that she... Let's assume that promise persuades some of the people to vote. It may do.
Uh-huh.
So let's round it up. Let's call it 200 million people.
Yeah.
Right? So stay with me. Now, Trump, in the polls, is on 43%.
Uh-huh.
Clinton, on 47%.
Yes.
So let's assume 47%... of 200 million.
Uh-huh.
94 million.
Yep.
Now, Madonna is then theoretically going to have to do that...
Amuse, yep.
...to 94 million people. But, of course, a percentage of them will be women.
Yep.
So she can't actually do that. I mean, she could do that, but she can't do
certainly could,
that.
Yep.
So, but let's assume she meant men, because she did say those. That was what she implied.
Yep.
Let's call it 50-50 split. And I mean, that's generous. So she's still going to have to lollipop... 47 million people, right?
It's a busy Saturday night, isn't it, to be fair?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Her knees are going to be killing her by the end of this.
That's the math.
Yes.
That's what we're looking at. So, that's what she said.
Uh-huh.
Now, if Donald Trump...
Oh, dear.
...hears that...
Uh-huh.
...he then... Because he might think... Because he's a bit gropey, isn't he? So he might think...
A bit grabby.
A bit grabby.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might think, well, I'm gonna vote for Clinton then.
So, yeah, very true.
So then, Madonna will have to, with him, which will make an excellent show-stopping moment on her next tour.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to stage Donald Trump.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's
and we'll go, oh God!
That's a mental image I'm not going to be able to shake off
that's
all day.
That's right. No, don't use the phrase shake off.
Shake off,
that's not really appropriate, is it? So anyway, that's Madonna news, isn't it?
Yep, it certainly is. I mean, she hasn't really thought it through, has she?
No, I don't think so.
That's a hell of a promise. And as you say, if we're going by the numbers...
Well, also, she said... She wasn't specific. What, she said anyone who doesn't vote for Trump. Now, I'm not going to vote for Trump.
No, I'm
because
not.
Because we're not eligible.
No.
But she didn't... There was no caveat. She just said anyone... So that's... Actually, if you do the math, that's the population of the entire world. She's got to...
I'll give my place in the queue to someone else.
Yes.
To be
that's
fair.
That's really good of
you.
Can you get someone to queue for you, like when you buy an iPhone? You know, just pay someone to stand in the queue. Does that work?
Why are you looking at me? As if I'm organising it all.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, there's food for thought for us all this afternoon, I think.
There's a lot of food for her.
And that gorilla only drank 5 litres.
Exactly.
Of blackcurrant squash. what else have we got, Reese?
Katie Price and husband Kieran Haler are Kieran Inhaler. I don't know.
I've never heard of him.
Kieran Haler.
Is she married to a man?
I think he's a scaffolder of some description. I saw him in the picture and he just looks like the most ordinary looking man I've ever seen in my life. And he's going out with Katie Price, who's... Well, she's Jordan. She's just... There's nothing about her is ordinary. No. But yeah, they've been spotted on a plane coming back from Mexico.
Spotted.
She wasn't wearing a bra.
She wasn't wearing a bra.
That means their marriage problems are over and they're all relaxed and she's casual and tanned and taut and svelte and horrible. Please. Why? Ugh.
So I thought she was married to a cage fighter. Was that a while ago?
The cross-dressing cage fighter? No, that was a little while ago.
Was it?
That was a little while ago,
yeah.
I find
it very difficult to keep up with what's going on.
Oh, no, absolutely. She's had a few husbands.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that's the news.
Yeah.
So, woman wears no bra.
Woman wears no bra, therefore marriage problems seemingly at an end, despite this ordinary-looking bloke has cheated on her with her best friend of 20 years, and she's taken him back, which is, you know...
Generous.
Boring.
Yeah.
Generous as well.
It's not in the showbiz way, that, is it?
No. She should have blown up about it on Twitter or thrown some shade at him, whatever that means.
Why does that mean?
I have no idea. It keeps coming up.
It's a new thing. I've read that as well. What is you? You're young. What is it?
Throwing shade.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it cussing? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. Really, I've heard of throwing shapes.
I've heard of throwing shade.
Maybe it's a mean sort of dance.
It's something that gets you thrown out of home base. I've discovered in the lighting section.
We've all been there.
Don't like that. If you go in there and what are you doing? Throwing shade. Don't do that. You got paid for it if it breaks.
It's apparently to talk trash about a friend or acquaintance, to publicly denounce or disrespect them.
Oh, right.
Dissing.
When throwing shade, it's immediately obvious to onlookers that the thrower and not the throwee is Bitkey.
He's what?
He's a what?
Bitkey. There's a spelling mistake on Google. the uncool one. There you go.
Right.
Fair play.
Meant to say bitchy.
Oh, is it?
I see. Makes more sense.
Yeah, I didn't know what... Anyway. Good, is that the end of showbiz? Oh, thank God.
Wait, have you just announced the end of showbiz?
I think we've peaked at Madonna holding a mouth party for 75 million people. I don't know how we're going to top that.
Reese, thank you so much as ever. That is Reese, our showbiz correspondent. He's a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Next... it's this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
At Wix, there's 50% off kitchen units, as well as selected tiles and flooring, plus an extra 15% off on top of existing offers until the 1st of November. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wix, let's do it right. Kitchen sale ends 22nd of November. Minimum spend applies. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's and previous extra discount.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet, and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Norfolk on the A11 southbound, that's partially blocked due to an accident involving a single vehicle at London Road for the Attleborough roundabout. In South Yorkshire, the A1M southbound, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident that's now been moved to the hard shoulder between junction 37 and 36 for Walmsworth Road. In the West Midlands, there's one lane blocked on the M6 southbound due to a broken down car at junction 9 for Wensbury. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Jamie, there's chocolate and jam all over the wall. What a wonderful composition. The use of fingers to smear the colours together adds an exciting energy to the piece. As for the childlike depiction of the chocolatey dragon and flames made of jam, simply superb.
Don't worry if you've got a mini Michelangelo. With Dulux Endurance, you can wash away the stain, not the paint. Great offers on Dulux Endurance ready-mixed colours in store now.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then, to you. Now, ahead of this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, I will tell you that I've been looking through the papers today, and here they are. Let's look through them now. And that one. And what I've noticed is that it's all the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Many people can't, Cornelius. But we are here to help, as you know, by analysing the news each and every day by drilling down till we get to its component part, which, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
British warships tracking Russian warships in a game of battleships.
News in haikus. Let's play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is the quiz that tests the knowledge of Talk Radio's Full Set Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. Many have tried. Everyone has scored some points. Everybody is jointly at the top of the Paul Rossmaster leaderboard, trying to get there this afternoon to join them. Is Barry Glendenning. Good afternoon, Barry.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How the devil are you, sir?
Not too bad, yeah. I'm very much looking forward to participating in this quiz.
Yes.
I'm slightly scared.
Well, I mean, looking forward to it is optimistic, certainly. I'll grant you that. It certainly isn't scary, Barry, in any way at all. Let's talk a little bit about you first, though, of course. You host the warm-up with Max Rushton at the weekend on TalkSport. Tell us a bit about that, Barry, why don't you?
It's a very low-quality radio show in which Max and I, basically, it does exactly what it says on the tin. We're sort of charged with warming up the listeners before the proper big boy journalists come in and discuss important matters like football and whatnot. We try to stay outside the TalkSport remit of talking about sport and try to talk about anything else we possibly can.
Good. Well, you'll fit in round here because this too is poor quality, as you'll become aware very shortly. It's a pleasure to have you on, Barry. Now, what you're looking for here are you're looking to score some points.
Right, I believe Max has done this quiz before.
Yes,
I just want to score more points than him.
Yes, well, he scored some points, so right. Well, let's see how you do. Max indeed has played. And he is at the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who has ever played. So,
okay.
You're aiming...
No pressure, then.
No pressure at all. Three questions. They are mostly A, B and C answers. Barry, here we go with this week's Paul Rossmaster. Question number one. Here we go. Recently released Tim Burton directed movie film question now. And the recently released Tim Burton directed movie film that forms the basic basis of this question, question number one, is the recently released Tim Burton directed movie film Paul Ross's Home for Peculiar Radio Presenters. It tells the story of a talk radio full-set breakfast presenter and noted dogging enthusiast who spans different worlds and times, eventually finding a magical place known as the Thicket Roundabout near Maidenhead, where he sets up what is, let's be honest, a very peculiar home for himself. But Paul Ross's Home for Peculiar Radio Presenters isn't the only radio-based Tim Burton film. Barry, name the other one. Is it A, Edward Gropey Hands? Loosely based on the life of a former Radio 1 presenter, Edward is a social misfit with odd hair who has gropes instead of hands. Is it B, Charlie Sloth and the Chocolate Factory? Remake of the Roald Dahl story in which a BBC Radio 1 extra drive time presenter, Charlie Sloth, runs an urban chocolate factory that's full of grime? Or is it C, The Nightmare Before Chris Moyles?
Ooh, it's a tough. Funnily enough, I actually watched a Tim Burton film yesterday.
Right.
I was going to go with Sleepy Hollow, about a radio presenter who swears incessantly.
Yeah.
But it clearly that isn't among the options.
It's not on the.
I'm going to go with C.
The Nightmare Before Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Is the right answer. Very good. Very good start. Now, question number two. Archaeological discovery news now, and it was on this day in a couple of weeks' time, in 1922, that Howard Carter and Lord Carnarvon found the tomb of the long-lost talk radio full-set breakfast presenter and Egyptian boy king Tutankhamun Ross. Surrounded by his wonderful things, such as a pair of broken talk radio headphones and an interview with a soap star, the untouched, apart from the obvious, well-preserved body of the former host of the 1996 Sky One afternoon chat show 1-3 had lain dormant for over 1,000 years. But as Carter broke open a window into the tomb, he found Tutankhamun Ross staring back at him through that window, presumably to watch him having sex in a car. But of course, the tomb of Tutankhamun Ross isn't the only radio-based archaeological site that there's ever been. Name the other one, Barry. Is it A, the ruins of Pompeii? Radio 2 theatrical music, Radio 2 Sunday afternoon show presenter Elaine Page is destroyed by a volcano, yet the annoying giggle that she does is forever preserved in ash from Johnny Golden Ash. Is it B, Steve Wright's Henge? Factoids hewn from a quarry in Wales, dragged on logs all the way to the afternoons on Radio 2, but no one really knows why. Or is it C, Julia Hartley Brewer's Wookie Hole?
Well, as a gentleman of a certain age, I'm going to go with the answer that deals with Elaine Page and eruptions. So I'll go A.
Is the right answer. Very strong. Good. Very good going indeed. This is your final question then. You're on your way to getting some points. This is a music question, Barry. Have a listen to this clip of a music. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up in your face. Answer my mama. Big accordion solo. Well, of course, that was the 1981 novelty number one hit, Shut Up in Your Face, by Joe Dolce. See, kids, they had real music back then. Here's your unrelated question. Scientists working in California have said they are preparing technology that will allow them to create a minute sun inside a radio studio, which they say will demonstrate the feasibility of nuclear fusion being used to power the talk radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. A beam comprising 192 separate lasers is set to be fired at Paul Ross, causing him to compact under 500 trillion watts of power, and will heat the inner core of Paul Ross to a temperature of 100 million degrees centigrade. Here's your question. Name five types of beam. Five types of beam.
Five types of beam. Beam. Right. Laser beam.
Good.
A timber beam.
Good. Yes. Yes. We're going to have to put a timer on you, though. Timer.
Okay. A.
It's
Beamish and Crawford Stout.
That's good. That's good, actually. But the time's up. So it's. I mean, it's easy. It's harder when you're playing. It's easy playing along at home, but when you're on the phone, it's hard. Here's the five.
I would defy anyone playing at home to have come up with more than three types of beam. Particularly Beamish and Crawford. That was an inspired answer.
That actually was. But it's the problem is, man, it's not what I had written on the card. Let me tell you what I had written on the card. I had five types of beam. Jim, the notable bourbon. Gym, the notable gymnasium equipment. Tractor, the notable spaceship weapon. Me up Scotty, the notable spaceship catchphrase. And Jesus wants me for a son, the notable Sunday school song. But, you know, Beamish and Crawford was very good. So, I mean, that might be a bonus point. Now, stay there, because now we have to work out what your score is. And to do that, Barry, we need to input your details into the system. So we just dial the system up. I apologise in advance, Barry. It's a very slow system. So just you have to just bear with us while we dial it up. When you work here, you know what it's like. So... dial up old fashioned systems. So. Yeah. We're in. Right, okay. Here we go, Barry. Just going to put your details in. Oh.
Hang on. Okay, right, I see what's wrong.
What's happened?
I just spelt it wrong. Sorry, it's Barry Glendenning, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
So I'm just struggling a bit with the spelling. How do you spell Barry?
B-A-R-R-Y.
Okay, that's good. Then Glendenning.
Yeah.
Oh. No, that means it's working.
Oh.
Cool, what day of the week is it?
Today, or when Barry's...
Today.
Today.
Yes, thanks. Rushton. Okay, good. I'll print it off.
Okay, here we go. It's quite a slow printer, Barry. Sorry about that. It's very slow printer. Oh, come on. Oh. Takes so long. Right, okay, here we go. Barry Glendenning, from off of the warm-up with Max Rushton at the weekends on TalkSport, contributes to the Guardian Weekly Football Podcast.
I just look at the data.
He's looking for some points.
I can confirm Barry Glendenning has scored.
Yes.
Some points!
Well done, Barry!
Barry Glendenning.
Well done, Barry.
Thank you. Do I win a prize?
No. That's Barry then on the phone there playing this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. And now Sam Delaney is in the building.
Sure am.
How are you?
I'm good. How's it been today for you two?
It's been fine. Are you doing Philip Green?
We will do him at some point. The MP saying he should be stripped.
Phil.
Yeah. I like that. They always say stripped of his knighthood.
Yeah.
because you imagine it being a ceremony where you have to go back to the queen.
We were talking about that. You go back and she has to lift the sword from you.
Yeah.
And strip it away as she does so.
Yeah, the good thing about him is he really rises to things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd be a great guest on your show.
I would like him on.
Do you know what I mean? Like the fun you could have with him, because he will, nothing's water off a duck's back to him, which is surprising when you think of all he's been through in business and all the money he's earned. And you're told by all these people you see on The Apprentice who talk about business that it's dog eat dog and you've got to be tough and you've got to have a thick skin. But literally, he freaked out that time in the Common Select Committee because an MP was looking at him funny. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He loses his temper over anything, which is the best sort of interview, isn't it?
Oh, you wouldn't have to say much to him at all.
I mean,
we'll try and get him on. It's an open invitation.
He'd walk in and he'd go berserk straight away. And I can imagine when he is stripped formally by the Queen of his knight, of whatever that involves, we're not sure. He's the sort of bloke who'll just have a massive go at the Queen as well.
Yeah, you're really angry.
Because for him, he's more important than anyone, including her.
The phrase stripped, it just sounds like it just gets torn from him, doesn't it?
Torn away forcibly.
Yeah.
So we'll be discussing that. And perhaps I could throw that out to listeners, unless you've already done it, and said, what kind of ceremony would you like to see in this stripping?
Yeah, that's good. No, we haven't, so do. We were mostly talking about Madonna. Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah, so apparently she did say that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's presumably been dumped, so no one knows what I'm now referring to.
Pictures of people called Richard.
That's all she wants, yeah.
Okay.
Pictures of people. But no, she said last night that she would indulge a gentleman in a mouth party, shall we say.
you can say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If they don't vote for Trump. That's what she said last night.
Wow.
So she promised. And I've done the maths. And when you boil that down, and I've got the figures, right? And basically, that's like 200 million Americans who are registered to vote. And even if you take 47% of the people who say they'll vote for Hillary, that's 94 million people. Half that, 50-50 men, women. She's basically got to do that to about 34 million people.
It's going to take some going.
Yeah.
But if anyone can do it, it's
Madonna
her.
Can. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So all power to her elbow.
And whatever else she needs. Sam Delaney with you next on Drive here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.